Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the volatile Middle East, correspondent Joseph Fetterman says the other shoe has finally dropped.
Israel says it is striking dozens of targets inside Iran. These include attacks on the nuclear program as well as other military targets and even military commanders. Israel, of course, has long threatened to strike Iran's nuclear program. The military says that Iran has continued to develop its nuclear program and is closer than ever to possessing nuclear weapons. It says Iran has accumulated enough materials to build 15 nuclear weapons within short time.
Dozens of Israeli fighter jets hitting nuclear sites all across Iran. Additionally, nuclear scientists and a host of very high-ranking Iranian military officials have reportedly been liquidated. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu addressing his nation and the world.
Last year, Iran fired 300 ballistic missiles at Israel. Each of these missiles carries a ton of explosives and threatens the lives of hundreds of people. Soon, those missiles could carry a nuclear payload, threatening the lives not of hundreds, but of millions.
Iran responded by launching more than 100 drones at Israel. Later this morning, President Trump will attend a meeting of the National Security Council in the White House Situation Room. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocking a federal judge's order directing President Trump to return control of National Guard troops to California. Homeland Security Secretary Noem vowing to not to back down in the enforcement of federal immigration law in Los Angeles and elsewhere. The House voting to cut about $9.4 billion in spending, the Trump administration following through on the work done by DOGE. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 531. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Good morning at 6:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Heads up, if you're traveling early, Anne Arundel County, there was late lifting construction. We don't have a confirmation yet that it's gone. It was westbound Route 100 at Oakwood Road, and early this morning, it was down to one lane on the westbound side. So we'll keep an eye on that. We should get some more information shortly. State police just clearing an accident that was in the median on I-83 southbound at Shawan Road. Just in the last couple of minutes, they've left the scene. That's back to normal. There was a wreck about 540 on the BW Parkway southbound near 197. Could be a little bit of leftover activity there. And even the northbound side was just a little bit slow through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be in the mid to upper 80s and a few lower 90s as we head into your Friday afternoon. Looking for the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day and into the evening. More chances for showers and storms into Saturday and Sunday for Father's Day weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, 71 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines brought to you by Vinny Steele. Maryland is joining 21 other states in opposing the Trump administration's military deployment in California. Attorney General Anthony Brown and his counterparts have filed an amicus brief supporting California's request for a court order blocking the president's federalization of National Guard troops to the site of ICE protests. A Baltimore judge has ruled that a jury awarded the city too much money in a pair of opioid settlements. Last year, a jury determined that opioid distributors McKesson and AmerisourceBergen should pay the city $266 million, but Thursday a judge said the amount should be lowered to $52 million. Charging documents are revealing details about the woman charged with killing her three-year-old child. Darian Randall allegedly hit Nola Dinkins 15 to 20 times with a belt on Monday, and when she realized her child was dead, she put her in a suitcase. She later asked her boyfriend to take it somewhere. A child's body turned up in a vacant lot Wednesday in Northeast. Randall's being held in Delaware on $1 million bond. She's awaiting extradition to Maryland. And Marylanders will soon get some relief from their rising energy costs. Governor Wes Moore has announced a partnership between Maryland utility companies and nonprofits. Here are your latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 444, pick 4, 1840. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Casey here. When it comes to local real estate, wait and see has been our situation for a while now. Slowly but surely, that's changing. And here to tell us more is my good friend and trusted owner and broker, Vinny Steele, with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, thank you. Local real estate market is definitely shifting, and we're seeing a more balanced market this summer due to increased inventory, stabilized price appreciation, and other key factors.
So between now and the end of summer, what does that mean for your sellers?
Well, Sean, a few things. Increased buyer optimism is good for sellers who still want the most money and to sell within their time frame. In a shifting market, I provide upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and multiple cash offers because I understand every selling situation is different.
Friends, who you choose to sell your home this summer matters. It's the biggest financial transaction you will ever make. Vinny, how can listeners get in touch?
Well, anybody can visit me online, vinnysteele.com, or better yet, call or text me. I'd love to talk with you. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tigers play long ball with the Orioles.
Two on, one out. It'll bring up Parker Meadows.
Parker waylays this ball high and deep right field. Laureano can only look up. It is gone.
As is the jinx.
Yes.
In a big way.
Call courtesy of Tigers TV, Parker Meadows with a three-run shot in the fourth. Caps a four-batter, four-run rally for Detroit. And Cy Young winner Tarik Skubal makes it stand with seven stellar as the Tigers take the series from Baltimore 2-1. 4-1 was the final last night. After the game, manager Mancelino on Skubal.
It's pretty good. I mean, we missed him twice, both games last year. And I think we probably paid the price for that this year. We got him both times. So
paying the price indeed. Skubal, two starts against Baltimore this year, 13 innings pitched, 7 hits, 3 walks, 17 strikeouts, 2-0 for Skubal. Stanley Cup final last night was a thriller in Florida.
Now Ekholm. Bach calls it. Cross side pass. Dreisaitl puts it in. Score! Leon Dreisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. 2 games apiece.
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Dreisaitl's goal in overtime lifts the Oilers to the 5-4 win. 2 games apiece, as he said. And Edmonton becomes the first road team in Stanley Cup final history to rally from a deficit of at least 3 goals and win it on the road since Montreal rallied to defeat the Seattle Metropolitans in 1919. Coming up in 30 minutes, J.J. Spawn takes the early lead at Oakmont. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good Friday morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has this day off. He is back in on Monday. A little inside baseball here, folks, as it were. And the a lot of people don't understand exactly how we get up for the show every single day.
How do we?
And by Friday, of course, it can be a bit of a challenge. It can be, you know, it's the end of the week for us, just as it is for everybody else. And I want people to know that I make every effort to make sure that people are cranked and ready for the show. This morning, for example, I had a little pre-show pep talk. And I think it's worth a tiny recording of just a little bit of it here.
Once more into the breach, dear friend! Once more for Halle, England, and St. John!
Works every time. Works every time. It was Shakespeare to start us off. So,
how do you do it, Bruce?
I don't know, man. It's for Harry. I don't know who Harry is, but it's for Harry today, guys. I think Harry might be one of the Minnesota governor's aides. He had a rough time yesterday up on the hill. We'll talk about that during this hour. All right. So we have a good show. Very good show, as a matter of fact, planned. It's interesting to see the things that have happened overnight. Of course, one of the major things, and Gary and I were talking about this very briefly before the show, is Israel has eliminated the nuclear threat from Iran, at least for the time being, in what was a tremendously carefully orchestrated set of attacks. I just want to say one thing, Gary, as an outsider, as we are, we're here in this country. I just want to say that I'm glad that Gal Gadot was there. Because without Superwoman, Wonder Woman, it could have turned out way differently.
She's the secret weapon.
She is, yeah. And it was good to have her there.
Yes.
Yeah. Gal Gadot's confirmation that Israeli women are really hot. They really are. So a lot of ground to cover. We'll be talking about that later on in the show as well. Of course, the big event for yesterday afternoon, man, I lie down and take my afternoon nap, which is I usually do. I get up and I find out that Alex Padilla has gotten himself muscled by the Secret Service. Padilla, a senator, Democrat, burst in on a meeting. We'll talk about that in the 7 o'clock, because he has now completely distorted what happened. Thing is, there are cameras all over this event. I need to mention when he's with us again this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Bruce, great. Happy Friday. And I told you this morning around 4:30. Bruce, not much to discuss today.
Oh, yeah. Hardly anything.
Nothing going on around the world and around the country.
We have to make this one up, aren't we? No, it's amazing the amount of news that has happened in the last 24 hours.
We could spend an hour talking about Padilla and that theater.
Yeah, well,
I know we will talk a lot about it, but what a show, and quite frankly, a disgraceful show. Especially, it's not that, and we'll get into it when, I'll wait for your cue on this, but as a U.S. senator, it's not that he was treated in a way, it was that he acted in such a way as a U.S. senator.
And again, we'll get into the details of this, because the story that the Democrats are putting forth is not the, this is, look, it's another example, another clear example of how a reality is attempting to be built by the Democrats. It has nothing to do with what actually happened. We'll probably start the 7 o'clock hour with this. I want to make sure that we have time to kind of get our thoughts together, because how he is portraying what happened is not what happened. How do we know? There are cameras everywhere. Everywhere. Who recorded this? Who put a lie to everything he's saying? Right, we'll talk about that coming up. Right now it's 6:13. Talk radio is 680 WCBM. Traffic over on the threes. Once again, good morning to you, Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. Not sure exactly what it is yet, but here's the situation at the Bay Bridge.
Morning is when the sun comes up first thing. You were wondering what morning was?
I'll do the talking now.
Oh, okay, guys, I'll shut up then.
Nino, get him under control now.
Morning,
Nino. Eastbound Bay Bridge, as they're getting on to the span, it looks like the left-hand lane is blocked. I'm trying to figure out if it's a broken-down vehicle or exactly what it is at this point. So I've had several looks at it and can't quite figure it out yet. So eastbound right now, already backing up a little bit as you're coming into Oceanic Drive and through that area. So we'll keep an eye on it and see if we can see exactly what it is. east, but it's slow single lane right now as you're heading east. In the meantime, the early wreck this morning on the BW Parkway southbound at 197, that's gone. The parkway is back in business. Overnight construction still had a slow westbound on Route 100. Was still a single lane as of a couple of minutes ago, westbound in the area at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Today's high about 85 to 92 degrees again in some areas. Showers and storms may move in late this afternoon and through the evening. For tomorrow morning, it starts cloudy. Showers and storms return throughout the day and again throughout Sunday as well. It's not that bad yet so far this morning. 68 degrees already in Pikesville, though. Downtown Baltimore at 72. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck, the last 24 hours, a lot of news. Ooh. Wow, a lot of news. So it's kind of hard to know exactly where to start. But I came across this story, because to me this kind of stuff fascinates me. I believe it's Kent Island is slowly sinking. Is that correct? Do you know?
One of the islands
is slowly sinking, tiny bit by tiny bit. There's a solution. If it's not Kent Island, somebody in
I
the
think
audience.
It's Smith.
Is it Smith? You're right.
Yeah, when it is.
Yep, it is Smith. Smith Island is slowly sinking. Fine. Mm-hmm. Here's the solution. In Connecticut, you can now buy yourself a private island. Comes with two boats, naming rights, a link to subway history. Here's the deal. The property, which is accessible only by boat, sits atop dirt excavated for New York's transit system. Mm-hmm. It's subway dirt.
Right.
The island is made of subway dirt.
What?
They're costing us $6.5 million. So all we have to do is dig a subway here and take the dirt straight over to Smith Island. And we'll have cake and through the next century. It's a half-acre island. It's just off Greenwich. You know, I mean, I've always thought owning a private island would be really, really cool. I really did. I live in a lighthouse. I'd love to live in a lighthouse. Just give me a season on a lighthouse.
I don't want to be there in the wintertime, like in down east Maine or something like that.
Oh, no,
that.
No.
No, I'd have to leave by Labor Day and get the hell out of there.
Winter would be a bit rough on an island.
Don't you think?
Yeah, just a bit. But in Virginia, Connecticut, it gets cold up there, man. People leave there. They head south. But anybody who buys this for $6.5 million, I suspect, could buy themselves another island off Miami for another $6.5 million. Six bedrooms, four bathrooms, windows overlooking Long Island Sound. There's not a room in the house where you don't have a beautiful view of the water. Even the bathrooms have views of the water. You sort of feel like you're on this beautiful, rich island, which is what it's called. It's unassuming from the shoreline. You get there, though, it's incredible.
Well, Chuck's the only one who could afford that, so hopefully he'll invite us.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
Come on, that's fake news. That's not supposed to be till
late. Here's your fake news. There you go.
Oh, sure, that's fake news. Yeah. The people who currently own it, by the way, bought it 45 years ago because they liked the front porch. I don't think they paid $6.5 million then. They'd probably be like $1 million then, or a little bit less, which is still then was a lot of money. It is truly on an island. It cannot be accessed by driving or walking. If you go up to upstate New York, some of the lakes up there, Champlain and Lake George, and a couple of the lakes up there, I think Round Lake, they have islands in the lakes, and you can buy an island. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they cost $6.5 million. You know, because some of those islands up there are like one big rock. You have no water.
Why to go to the grocery store like that?
Well, yeah, take a skiff. You got to.
Take a skiff. You take a skiff.
Yeah, well, I mean, you take your...
give a skiff.
You don't give a skiff. You got to take your boat into town, and you go to grocery shopping. Long, long time ago, I'm quite sure they're still there because hippies are hippies. Long time ago, for our honeymoon, maybe our fifth anniversary, we went out to San Francisco back when it was still a beautiful city. And went over to Sausalito, stayed in Sausalito, actually.
Beautiful.
Dude. And they have these things there called anchor outs. Not even an island. Just apparently, there are no property taxes if you just have a boat sitting in the middle of Sausalito Harbor. And these people have not all boats there. I mean, anything that floats becomes their home. You have like a used space capsule there.
Mm-hmm.
Has become somebody's house, floating in the middle. There, I mean, and obviously the same deal. You have to take a boat to get to shore to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of living has always fascinated me. It has.
Quick update.
Yeah.
The wrecker has pulled up to, I'm assuming this is a broken down vehicle, left-hand lane, eastbound Bay Bridge. Just saw one of the police cars go east a little bit further, but it's only the single lane right now, and there's a big cargo ship coming under the Bay Bridge. Nice visual right now if you're traveling.
That's cool. Good enough. Thanks, Chuck. We'll check back with you in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is off this morning. Nina Mangione is in. I'm Bruce Elliott. And coming up, we have a Friday and all that Friday entails.
It's a free-for-all.
It is a Friday free-for-all, folks. So during the course of this morning, here's the deal. You have something you want to talk about that doesn't happen to be what we're talking about that very minute. Usually we kind of keep the show focused, but we'll go ahead and let you wander away on this one if you choose to. All you have to do is say, hey, this one I'll talk about, and Chris will put you in the queue, and we'll see if we have another topic we can bring up during the course of the day. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 620. I'm Bruce Elliott.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Klasick live from 9 till noon. Nina Mangione sitting in with us this morning. Sean has the morning off. We're back at full strength on Monday. And I look forward to having him back fully rested this time. The last vacation he came back from, he came back more tired than when he left because his job for the entire week was to watch two toddlers, I think both of them under the age of three. And you know, since you're a single guy, you wouldn't know, but this is not that's not a restful circumstance.
My 10 nieces and nephews drive me wild. After I drive 20 minutes to see them, I spend five minutes there, and I say, I gotta run.
Gotta run. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Pop.
Yep, no doubt about it. And they're getting bigger all the time.
Yeah.
Jeez. The broken down vehicle just now being pulled away, but we're still down to a single lane eastbound on the Bay Bridge. It was in the left-hand lane. The wrecker has it now, and they have to work their way across the main span. So they still have to go about 2.5-3 miles yet to get over towards Route 8. And then eventually that will be on the shoulder. The backup right now is back almost through the ramps, pretty close to Whitehall Road for the traffic eastbound. Very slow because because it's only a single lane right now for the traffic on the main span. So once that clears, I would think at the tail end of this, it may take 20 or 25 minutes for all of that to get out of there. No problem at all on the westbound side right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
High temps today between 88 and 92 degrees in some areas. Showers and storms this afternoon and evening. Saturday morning starts cloudy. Showers and storms return through Sunday. Right now, Dundalk, 71 degrees. Aberdeen has 70 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott Tom Emmer was one of a number of individuals up in the House yesterday. Who just absolutely skewered, I mean, just took apart the three governors who were in front of him, Pritzker, Hochul, and, of course, also Tim Walz. And we'll get to Emmer's comments in a minute. Linda Sanchez was across the aisle doing a different hearing entirely. You got to hear this, folks. She had Bessent in front of her. Bessent was just trying to answer the questions, Scott Bessent, answer the questions she had posed and try to clear up things where she might have been mistaken. Listen to this exchange.
We've already seen that prices are rising on many everyday goods.
Congresswoman,
please
today,
don't interrupt
today,
me.
We had
the time is mine.
Increase.
The time is mine. Please don't interrupt me.
Where have I seen this before?
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
But please don't interrupt me during my time.
Right? But wait, it gets better, Nino. I find this stuff really tiresome. I'm in my office at home doing audio cuts, and I thought it was just me until I heard the reaction from the crowd when she went down this particular path.
I know I'm a woman, but please try to limit yourself to answering my questions. No, I'm sorry, but we get talked over all the time, and I don't want that to happen at this hearing.
Someone had some daddy issues.
Yeah, I tell you.
I had no idea that was going to be the audio. You just saw my natural react. Congress is filled with very smart, well, maybe not, but plenty of women, very smart, some of them, and just same with the guys, mind you. But what in the hell does it have to do with her being a woman?
Oh, it's playing the poor, poor, pitiful me card. Okay, fine. This happens all the time to men and to women.
Both in
this
Congress,
is not
yes.
a women thing. It's a Congress thing. You're going to have, and this happens to Republican men and women,
of course,
to Democrat men and women, across the aisle. Every single political point of view, it happens that a witness begins to talk in the middle. And the thing to do is to simply reclaiming my time, which is what they say, and move on. If the person being interviewed will not shut up, then you deal with it. But you deal with it in an adult fashion. You don't play poor, poor, pitiful me.
Woman.
I'm a girl. Please don't talk over me because we girls. Oh, come on now.
Yeah, Kristi Noem, I know we're going to get that. She could have said the same thing. Oh, she's a woman. It had nothing to do with her being a woman. Just like this, it's the same with white, black, male, female in Congress. They yell and scream. It's part of the back and forth, but it's also part of the theater. But my God.
Don't you wonder how these people are doing in Great Britain? Have you seen the House of Commons?
Yeah, that's entertaining.
For us in this country, I watch that and think it's a zoo watching what these people are doing over there. We are so restrained over here.
And Bessent tries to rebut her figures. And she says, no, you can't do that. I'm a woman. It's outrageous.
Yeah, it's outrageous. It's also stupid.
It's
self-indulgent.
Yeah.
And it draws you off the point. And that's,
for me,
if I'm one of her consultants, that's the real issue. It drew her away from the point she was trying to make. Unless the point she's trying to make is Republicans are blue meanies led by Orange Man Bad and they hate women, they're always talking over us. Unless that's the point you're trying to make, which is fine, go there, do that. But unless that's the point you're trying to make, then stay on topic.
Yeah, what is Bessent, this Secretary
Treasury.
Of Treasury, right?
Yeah.
So it's dollars and cents. They're talking numbers, and she takes the debate to a non-existent topic of, feminism and women, and you're just shouting at me because I'm a woman, not because anything I said about the facts and figures.
Not because I have my facts wrong.
Yes.
She's saying prices are going up. He says, whoa, hold on a second. No, but actually, inflation is down. Prices are trending down. That things are going in the right direction. Let's talk about things as they are, not as you're wish them to be. And this has happened on the House debates before, and on the Senate side as well. But instead of saying we're sticking to the topic as the member of the House of Representatives and driving your point home, you know what the point is. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter what the point is. The thing is, you stick to your topic.
And we're not even talking about the point. We don't even know what the point is because she totally changed it.
Yep. She changed it. Poor, poor, pitiful me. And to me, that just drives
too
me
much of
batty.
That.
Oh, yeah. Kathy Hochul did a move yesterday, actually, up on the Hill. Even just Nancy Mace and other Republican females who are questioning here. And Tim Walz, he took the brunt. Maybe because the guy is such a tool. You'll hear some of the questions posed to him and some of the comments made toward him coming up next on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:30. Once again, it's time for news. And Joe Powell.
Good morning. At 6:30, here are your WCBM local news headlines. Maryland is joining 21 other states in opposing the Trump administration's military deployment in California. Attorney General Anthony Brown and his counterparts have filed an amicus brief supporting California's request for a court order blocking the president's federalization of National Guard troops to the site of ICE protests. Brown says by sending the National Guard over Governor Newsom's objection, the president is not trying to preserve law and order. He's staging political theater by stripping a state of its ability to protect its own people. Mayor Brandon Scott reacting to a ruling by a Baltimore judge that says a jury awarded the city too much money in a pair of opioid settlements. Last year, a jury ruled the city should be paid $266 million, but a judge has determined the amount should be lowered to $52 million. Mayor Scott says the judge's decision is disappointing and the city is considering all options. Baltimore police have released surveillance video of two people who may be connected to a deadly shooting. Officers were called to the 3000 block of Thorndale Avenue last Saturday where they found Daryl Conway suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. A video released by police shows two men near the scene of the shooting and police believe they may be connected. Anyone who can identify the men is asked to call city police. Baltimore police are investigating a shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 4300 block of Fifth Street. And when they arrived, they found a man who had been shot in the back, the victim taken to a hospital where he's listed in stable condition. No word yet on what led to the shooting. And in the face of rising energy costs, some relief is on the way to Marylanders to help pay their bill. Governor Wes Moore announced a multimillion-dollar customer relief fund yesterday. It targets limited and middle-income taxpayers. The Maryland Office of People's Counsel estimates electric rates have gone up by 30% since 2020. You're winning Maryland lottery. Numbers up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
N62225, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 444, pick 4, 1840. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We still have that delay on the approach to the Bay Bridge for about 15 minutes. There was a broken down vehicle on the main span. We were down to a single lane looking at the camera here at Whitehall Road. We said back then it would probably take about 20 minutes for all of this to clear out. Slow recovery there, but everybody is moving on to the main span and looking at the camera right there at the Sandy Point area. And we can see traffic is moving. Two green arrows right now eastbound. Another 10 minutes or so, the
backup should be gone. There are no issues on the westbound side. There's a new wreck in the city. It's downtown right at Dr. King at Mulberry Street on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be in the mid to upper 80s and a few lower 90s as we head into your Friday afternoon. Looking for the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day and into the evening. More chances for showers and storms into Saturday and Sunday for Father's Day weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Gribben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. No one really has an answer for Tarek Skubal, and the Birds were no exception last night as the reigning Cy Young Award winner continued his spell over Major League Baseball with seven shutout innings at Camden Yards.
Oh, wave and a miss. Strike three downstairs on a changeup. Urias dispatched by Skubal for a
call courtesy of Tigers TV. The left-hander goes seven scoreless, his fourth consecutive seven-plus inning outing, and the Tigers down the Birds 4-1 to take the series 2-1. Post-game reaction from manager Mancelino on Skubal.
No, when you go in the game, I think the way you're beating that guy is it's a walk, it's a double, it's a three-run homer, something along those lines. You got to get guys on base, right? And the guy's battled, punched out only six times against probably the best pitcher in baseball right now.
But it's easier said than done. Skubal's ERA over his last four starts is 0.29. Bright spot for the Birds, Dylan Carlson with three hits last night, two off Skubal and a solo shot off Tommy Canley in the eighth. Elsewhere in baseball, the Rangers score 16 runs for the second time in three nights against the Twins. They beat them last night. 16-3 was the final. Ravens brought week three of voluntary OTAs to a close yesterday with team meetings, no practice. John Harbaugh asked about Lamar's absence this week.
You measure for any player, it's how they play. I'm not measuring, you know, really the attendance. I mean, it's a voluntary camp, you know, so I'm not measuring that. I mean, I love being out here, and I think all the players do. And when Lamar's out here, I promise you, he loves being out here.
Mandatory camp begins Tuesday of next week. Stanley Cup final last night. The Oilers trailing the series 2-1 to the Panthers. Desperate need of a win in Florida.
Now Ekholm. Clock calls it. Cross-ice pass. Right side of the
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Leon Draisaitl's NHL playoff record, fourth game-winning overtime goal. 5-4 Oilers series does go back to Alberta, tied at 2. Oakmont is tough, vindictive even, down to its roots. But that was no problem yesterday for J.J. Spaun at the U.S. Open as he shot a 4-under-66 to take a one-stroke lead over Thurston Lawrence. Spaun the only player without a bogey or worse. Others were not as fortunate. The world's number one player, Scotty Scheffler, 7 back at 73. Career Grand Slammer Rory McIlroy, 8 back at 74. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what's in your wallet?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Gribben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Gribben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Gribben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Okay, we're going to get there. This does have a sports tie, but we're going to get there in a roundabout way. Okay? I'm going to give you the answer, and then you're going to tell me the question. So this is like Jeopardy. All right. Okay? The answer is $8 million. Okay? Okay. What's the question? Question was, what is Gary Stein's promised salary for 2026? Well, that is correct, actually. Yeah. But that is not the answer I'm looking for in this situation. Okay. The answer to the question to the answer of $8 million is, what is the minimum that a handwritten copy of President Abraham Lincoln's 13th Amendment ending slavery nationwide is expected to sell for at a Sotheby's auction later this month? Wow. That's the minimum bid. $8 million.
Say, yeah, that is going to go for a big chunk.
Okay, so now here's the sports connection.
All right,
that's $8 million.
okay? What do you think the most ever paid for a sports memorabilia auction item?
$37 million.
Not $37 million.
Oh, man, I know it's high.
It's high. Like it's higher than eight.
It's like one of those cards, it was like $40 million.
The Honus Wagner card or something like that? Or?
Nope. No? $24 million is the highest ever paid, and that was for the Babe Ruth jersey, the Yankees jersey, that he wore when he called the shot.
He called the shot.
The Chicago Cubs World Series in 1929 against Charlie Root. Here's my point. A sports memorabilia jersey goes for three times a historic Abraham Lincoln document that ended slavery. What does that say about this country?
It says Babe Ruth had it right. When he was asked, he was told, if I recall the story correctly, he was asked by a reporter, "You're making more this year than the President of the United States."
I think it was Herbert Hoover, wasn't it?
He said, "Well, I'm having a better year than he is." So, I mean, if I recall, that's what it proves, is that Abe Lincoln was a stiff at second base.
By the way, was that the Hoover vacuum cleaner family?
No, that's... That's Benny Hoover. Right. However, the guy who played third base for, I think, the Milwaukee Braves, Bernie Electrolux.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
he was. Are you sure he didn't play for the Pirates?
I'm not sure. Doofus.
No, you're the doofus.
640, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yesterday was not a good day for Tim Walz. Actually, I can't think of any really good days he's had recently, but at least they've been passable for him. But, boy, he got taken apart up on the hill. Tim Walz, among other things, runs a sanctuary state. And we saw the consequence of that sanctuary state when a police precinct was burned down a handful of years ago with no consequences whatsoever for any of the individuals who did it. And now you have illegal aliens wandering around Minnesota. After all, it's a land of a thousand lakes, a lot of places to put the bodies. Pete Stauber, congressperson, said this to Tim Walz.
Inflammatory rhetoric such as yours is responsible for putting a target on the back of every ICE agent who is risking their life to protect our communities. Minnesota is all too familiar, by the way, with the chaos that ensues when you refuse to work with law enforcement to enforce the law.
Yeah, period.
Bruce, I've been saying this with one of the clips. I mean, in-state tuition, free health care, driver's license. We've done it in Maryland. Tim Walz did it in Minnesota. The fact is, Donald Trump came along trying to put an end to all these handouts. But this is all, and it's always been about the votes. Tim Walz disrespects rule of law, disrespects our sovereignty, the legal immigration. We've had this debate before, but yesterday they put Tim Walz in front of the Congress to talk about these sanctuary cities. And my God, they tore him apart. They tore Kathy Hochul apart. And why? Not just because they're Democrats and they don't like them. Because the fact is, sanctuary cities, they've led to more crime, more violence, more strain on the local resources. Yep. And it was called out right there. And Tim Walz, we have to thank him for one thing and one thing only. He was such a terrible vice presidential candidate. And it's very rare that the vice presidential candidate is such a drag on a ticket. But Tim Walz accomplished that, and I'm thankful for that and that only.
Well, they were both boat anchors in that campaign, both he and Kamala Harris. But what Stauber was referring to specifically was Walz's comments comparing ICE agents to Gestapo. And for those who only have a vague recollection, the Gestapo were the shock troops for Hitler. And they were instrumental in putting a lot of Jews into a lot of concentration camps and making life miserable for all kinds of folks during World War II. So to compare the people who were working for ICE to those people, it's pretty rough.
You have failed to enforce the rule of law. You have failed to uphold our national sovereignty. And most importantly, you have failed the people of Minnesota. The time for radical sanctuary state policy, sir, is over. The voters made that clear last November when they elected President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. You remember him, don't you? Governor, the time for real leaders and real leadership is now.
Now, coming up in a couple of minutes, wait until you're Tom Emmer. He made Stauber like he was playing patty cake with Walz. It's amazing. Walz actually was able to walk out of the halls of Congress yesterday unassisted, and that's kind of of a surprise because, man, he took body shot after body shot yesterday and not very graciously either. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, he was taking shots all right, but they weren't all body shots.
That's right, yeah.
I took for a good guy.
Uzo. He's Uzo.
Uzo. More like Guzo in his case.
Yeah.
The inner loop here just north of I-70 and up around Windsor Mill Road. I think there was a broken down vehicle there temporarily. And, of course, it's in the construction zone with no shoulders available through there. So we're backed up right now as you're coming up the beltway from I-70. But it looks like now they may have gotten started and they're on the move once again. So only a brief delay at this point as you're north of the bridge at I-70. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on that. Completely back to normal now at the Bay Bridge for about 35, 40 minutes here. We were very slow with a broken down vehicle on the main span eastbound. It's gone. The backup at Whitehall Road, St. Margaret's coming over from Cape St. Clair. All of that is gone. You're good to go. Westbound traffic is clear. Have not seen any early problems at the Harbor Tunnels. And in the meantime, it looks like the overnight construction has cleared finally now from westbound Route 100 at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
High temps today between 88 and 92 degrees in some areas. Showers and storms move in this afternoon and through the evening. For tomorrow, cloudy. Showers and storms return through Sunday. Right now, Edgewater has 71 degrees and Hunt Valley has 69. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. A public service for the food and beverage industry in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
It's nothing but trouble. He's a showboat.
Yes, he's a showboat. He's a show pony. It's just, you know, that's all. Bourbon fans, meet your new favorite pour, Eagle Rare 12. It's a 12-year-old. A permanent addition to the Eagle Rare kind of collection. It is apparently a very, very good bourbon. And Chuck is actually going to bring a bottle up for each of us from Florida next week when it comes up. You know,
not going to be anything in them, just the bottle.
Just the bottle. Wait a minute.
Test them before I bring them.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong with that picture. A second, from New Kent County down in Virginia. Why didn't somebody tell me this, Nino? Like somebody who's in charge of traffic should have called us personally to say, hey, a vehicle crash involving a van hauling barrels of blue crabs closed Interstate 64 yesterday morning. The crustaceans were scattered all over the roadway. It's images shared by the deputies there around 2:38 in the morning. I could have done that instead of being back for the show. Okay?
Sure.
It would not have been a problem.
I would have met you there.
Yes. Westbound Interstate 64 near Route 40 that was closed for about an hour. The sheriff's office said on social media that it was a crabtastrophe.
Oh,
yeah, I know. Walmart is now opening a fan-favorite hot dog chain in several of its stores. I'm not familiar with this fan-favorite hot dog brand, but it apparently is a thing. The brand is Wiener Schnitzel. It's a hot dog store. They've announced plans to open 6 Wiener Schnitzel locations inside Walmart stores by fall. They're all out in the West. Alamogordo, New Mexico, Bakersfield, California, Colorado Springs, Reno, Nevada, Tempe, Arizona, and Puyallup, Washington. So none of them out here. So we don't get to try our Wiener Schnitzel quite yet. And talking about Uzo, the official guide to Uzo is now out. Uzo is the stuff. It tastes like anise or like licorice to me. Tabletops, midday and grease start to fill up with platefuls of calamari and salads and Uzo, which is one of the boozes you put in your freezer. Warm, it's not nearly as swell. It's the national drink of Uzo, and they actually come up with recommended brands of Uzo. And I didn't realize there was more than one just generic Uzo.
I don't think I've ever had Uzo.
Oh, really? You never have? Well, actually, Krista keeps 4 or 5 bottles in her office. Behind the lower door.
Is that true, Krista?
No, maybe it's not true, but it could be. It could be. They say that one of the best Uzos to try is Katsaros Uzo. I learned enough Greek to get me by if I were ever stranded in Athens, by the way. Puina Tomatoes. Where is the men's room? That's all I know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
That usually helps.
Yeah, really. You can do food, you can do. Well, I mean, I'd rather be able to ask where the men's room is.
You can point at the food.
Exactly.
You can always point at the men's room.
This one final story, because I have a solution to this. You know the gelato brand Talenti? It comes in a clear plastic thing, brown top. The tops can be impossible to get off. And Talenti is actually working on why that's so hard. And they don't know if the machine's cranking too tight or what the deal is. People have been complaining about this for years. I have a solution because it works for me at home. You go to the store, you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, you buy a very large pair of channel locks. Because that's the only thing that I've been found that I can actually get it open. Got to lock the thing in your arm. Use a channel lock.
Ice cream?
For the gelato. Get it open. Hey, you know what? It's worth it. It's good stuff, man. But you have to have channel locks to get in.
How much is a channel lock? $35?
Doesn't matter.
You
cannot put a price on really, really good gelato.
Which means
it's okay to steal it, I think.
As an Italian, that's fair.
Really, can you?
A lot of...
I need a con.
I don't eat much of it because, but it is pretty... Really good gelato is a massive difference between just regular old out-of-the-box frozen ice cream. No doubt about it.
Main Street up in Newark, Delaware, where the University of Delaware is. Both my kids went there. There's a restaurant called Cafe Gelato. It began as a gelato stand. The guy actually graduated from college as a marketing major, went to Italy to find out how to make the stuff, came back, set up a gelato stand, and eventually grew into a restaurant. The restaurant now is like triple in size. Good food there, and really good gelato. Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple.
You got it.
6:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday night. 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
I think it's your only hit. Mountain. Green-eyed lady. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Sean Casey has the morning off. We'll be back at full strength on Monday. Neil Mangione kind enough to sit in with us again this morning on a pretty busy day, actually. And, you know, coming up right after the top of the hour, we'll talk about what I think is one of the more amazing stories. You know, politicians lie. I realize this is something you might not be familiar with when you sit down there in Annapolis and you hear somebody on the other side of the aisle say something, you realize that's nowhere near the truth. Well, politicians in Washington lie as well. Alex Padillo got off a doozy of a lie yesterday, and he's trying to sell this as reality. And we'll go through the entire timeline, explain everything having to do with Alex Padillo and Kristi Noem and what happened yesterday.
And I'll say just, I think it's way worse than just a lie. It's theater. orchestrated, yep. And of course, a lie altogether.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM, traffic with on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck right on the bridge, eastbound Route 175 at I-95, and I see traffic getting by it, but just a heads up there, it's not on the interstate, it's on 175 itself, so some heavy traffic right in that area. The Old Harbor Tunnel southbound has picked up just a very minor delay right before the tunnel, and then the Toll Plaza area going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel is busy now southbound, and then from there, all four lanes are open. If you're downtown early, there was a wreck on the west side about 20 minutes ago at Dr. King at Mulberry Street. You might still have city police in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Gonna be steamy. High today around 88 to 92 degrees. Showers and storms move in this afternoon and evening. Saturday afternoon, it'll be starting to cloudy in the morning, but the afternoon is going to be kind of funky outside. Showers and thunderstorms return all day tomorrow and then through Sunday as well. Right now, Reisterstown is 67 degrees, Parkville 68. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, more of the travails of Tim Walz yesterday on the Hill, because some of the stuff yesterday, wow. I mean, if you're a Tim Walz fan, believe me, his ears were burning, his butt was burning, his hair was on fire. It's hair on fire, Walz. Tom Emmer, who was also from Minnesota, went after him and absolutely ripped him.
On May 23rd, 2018, you tweeted, quote, "I support policies that keep law enforcement from enforcing federal laws," close quote. On May 17th, just this spring, at the University of Minnesota Law School's commencement ceremony, you said, quote, "Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets." When you said the words modern-day Gestapo, you were referring to ICE agents. Gestapo, by the way, sir, was the official secret police of Hitler's Nazi Germany. So you're calling ICE agents modern-day Nazis.
Yeah. By the way, over and over since that event, Walz has had the opportunity, you know, to withdraw that statement, to modify that statement, to say the verbiage was wrong. I mean, say something, not a word. And he just said stonewalling is easier.
It's disgraceful to compare the brave men and women of ICE that are doing a public service, enforcing the rule of law, all about public safety, compares them to Gestapo. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, you have illegal aliens running wild. And there was a number of examples brought up of illegal aliens. And I know that Stefanik did the same thing to Governor Hochul. And Tim Walz, it's not just... I mean, they have the receipts, Bruce.
Yes.
It is proof as a result of sanctuary policies. And he said it there. Do not want to work with federal law enforcement. If you work, it's the same damn thing in Maryland. If you work with federal law enforcement, it increases your chances and the likelihood that you'll prevent, doesn't always mean you'll stop it, but you'll prevent a Rachel Moore, and you'll prevent crime as much as possible, prevent more violence, prevent, again, the strain on the local economy and the state by having illegal aliens flood your state and be reliant on public assistance, whatever the case may be. And it's sanctuary policies by failed leaders, and it happens in California, it happens in Maryland, you name the Democrat state, and they were calling it out. And again, I emphasize, there are receipts as a result to the decisions made.
One of the additional things is not just physical danger, but it degrades the level of education available to people who are here in this country legally.
Yep.
There's a requirement that we're going to educate everybody, okay? You're illegal, you come across, you have little kids. Little kids are going to be going to the local schools. Well, I guess every local school has to have an English as a second language program. And then every single school realizes they have nothing but a tax drain from that one particular family. They're not paying property taxes. They're here illegally. They're either working under a fake Social Security number, somebody else's Social Security number, or they're working under the table. Emmer went on to say, what you've created in Minnesota is absolute chaos.
Inflammatory rhetoric such as yours is responsible for putting a target on the back of every ICE agent who is risking their life to protect our communities. Minnesota is all too familiar, by the way, with the chaos that ensues when you refuse to work with law enforcement to enforce the law.
Yeah. What he's talking about there is the Summer of Love and what happened. And there was a police precinct that had to be abandoned and was burned to the ground.
Have you ever heard him compare any of those thugs that were burning the city to the ground to a comparison about the most radical of, I guess, factions that you heard him compare ICE to? He compares ICE to the Gestapo. Yeah. I mean, that's as bad as it gets. But I never heard him talk about the rioters burning down his city. Compare them to the most radical elements? No. It's the same. I mean, he doesn't have a bad negative thing to say about some of these illegal aliens, but the people enforcing the law, the American men and women that are putting their lives on the line, they're Gestapo.
Yeah, and one of the things to watch, yesterday, Hochul is better prepared than was he on this kind of issue. She was prepared for playing in the big leagues and sitting in front of a virile, hostile group of individuals who had the same right to the microphone or better than he did. She was much better at this. He was not prepared for the idea that he was going to be pilloried, and he was by members of the House over and over and over again, saying, this is your record. This is your record. Defend your record. And exactly. He could not. And he was given the opportunity. He could not defend his own record.
It's a difficult position for anybody to be in, but it's even more difficult when you have a failed record because the policies are indefensible. You can't defend the indefensible.
Coming up next, Kristi Noem giving a speech. Hey, guess what? I'm a U.S. Senator. I'm going to disrupt it. Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel calls it Operation Rising Lion.
We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb. We also struck at the heart of Iran's ballistic missile program.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with nuclear assets, Iranian nuclear scientists, and some senior military officials have been killed. In Jerusalem, correspondent Joseph Fetterman says that Israel now bracing for Iran's response.
Israel has been woken up by air raid sirens as the government announces a military campaign, unprecedented military campaign, striking Iranian nuclear targets. The sirens went off across the country here in Israel as a preemptive measure. The government has ordered people to remain indoors and avoid large gatherings and so forth because they are expecting some sort of Iranian reprisal.
And Iran has launched more than 100 drones at Israel. There will be a White House huddle on the situation later this morning.
In the aftermath of Israel's military attack against Iran, the president will attend a National Security Council meeting in the White House Situation Room. The administration is working to protect American personnel and interests in the Mideast amid concerns of a widespread conflict in the region.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Crews are searching through the rubble at the scene of yesterday's jetliner crash in India. One passenger survived. All 241 others on board that plane were killed. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocking a federal judge's order that directs President Trump to return control of National Guard troops to California's governor. And something calling itself the No Kings Movement, planning a series of anti-ICE demonstrations in cities across the country this coming weekend. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 490 points, NASDAQ futures off 312. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. PHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
And we're back down towards Annapolis, and everything right now is good right here at I-97 and Route 32. Bay Bridge had problems earlier this morning, but all of that is gone. So right now, both sides of the main span are clear, and then that stretch of 50 looks good at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. Howard County, there was a wreck blocking a lane eastbound on Route 175. Right at the bridge at I-95, you could pick up just a brief delay there. Beltway look locally looks good. The outer loop Parkville side is beginning to slow just a bit at Hartford Road. And for right now, we are good to go southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be in the mid to upper 80s and a few lower 90s as we head into your Friday afternoon. Looking for the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day and into the evening. More chances for showers and storms into Saturday and Sunday for Father's Day weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 72 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Maryland is joining 21 other states in opposing the Trump administration's military deployment in California. Attorney General Anthony Brown and his counterparts have filed an amicus brief supporting California's request for a court order blocking the president's federalization of National Guard troops to the site of ICE protests. A Baltimore judge has ruled that a jury awarded the city too much money in a pair of opioid settlements. Last year, a jury determined that opioid distributors McKesson and AmerisourceBergen should pay the city $266 million, but on Thursday, a judge said it should be lowered to $52 million. Charging documents are revealing details about the woman charged with killing her 3-year-old child. Darian Randall allegedly hit Nola Dinkins 15 to 20 times with a belt on Monday. When she realized the child was dead, she put her in a suitcase and later asked her boyfriend to take it somewhere. A child's body was found in a vacant lot Wednesday in Northeast. Randall's being held in Delaware on $1 million bond and is awaiting extradition to Maryland. Marylanders will soon get some relief in their rising energy costs. Governor Wes Moore has announced a partnership between Maryland utility companies and nonprofits. It calls for $19 million in relief for low and moderate income customers. The governor says the partnership will provide immediate relief. Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 4, 4, 4, pick 4, 1, 8, 4, 0. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steinhaus Sports is up next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds knew it would be tough, a tough putt against the Major's best pitcher last night, and indeed it was. A 4-1 loss to the Tigers and left-hander Tarek Skubal, who went 7 scoreless against Baltimore. The lone Birds run came on a Dylan Carlson shot in the 8th.
From the left side now.
Carlson gets a load of this one. The right center field. It's deep. It is the first Oriole run of the game. Goodbye, Tarek Skubal. Hello, Homer.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Carlson shot off reliever Tommy Canley as Dean Kramer took the loss for Baltimore. Pitched well, though, 7 innings, saving the bullpen after Keegan Aiken opened for the Birds.
Trouble.
I executed for pretty much for the most part. Got beat on a couple balls, and that was the story of the game there.
Parker, Meadows with the big blow off of Kramer. It was a three-run shot in a four-run fourth. The Orioles will take on the Angels tonight at 7:05 at Camden Yards. And finally, some brotherly advice, brotherly love advice from Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh to his brother John yesterday after this occurred during Wednesday night's Tigers-O's game at Camden Yards.
This popped-up foul. Back of home by Wenzel Perez, and it reaches the first row right around Cal Ripken Jr. and John Harbaugh.
Neither John Harbaugh nor Ripken made the catch as the ball hit off a seat and bounced away. The advice that Jim Harbaugh gave to his brother, bring your glove. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former NFL star wanted for attempted murder. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2, The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's Friday, getaway day for a lot of folks. It's going to be a good weekend to be somewhere where there's air conditioning. 92 with the high today. Holy smokes. All right, here's the tale of the tape, folks. This is the first thing you have to know about the following story. In the far corner wearing the white trunks is Alex Padilla. Alex Padilla weighs in at 171 pounds. He is 5 feet 11 inches. In the close corner wearing the red trunks with the crop top is Christy Noem. She weighs in at 128 pounds, roughly 50 pounds lighter than her opponent. And is only 5'7 to his 5'11. So he has height, he has reach, he has mass. It's going to be a rough couple of rounds for Christy Noem as she gets into the ring. If only we could make fun of this the entire time through. But it's actually a serious situation. Here's Alex Padilla post situation. Let me give it to you in brief, Nino. Hang on. Story came out yesterday that Alex Padilla had come into a press conference being held by Christy Noem. And the way he tells it, you hear in just a couple of seconds. He had a question or wanted to address an issue with her as head of Homeland Security. The way he tells it afterwards, he said he came in, he listened for a bit, and then he had a question, and he addressed the question to her, and then somehow things went sideways. That's how he's telling it. Well, if you hear that story, you think, wow, somebody did something wrong here. Secret Service certainly misbehaved there. I mean, she's there. She has protection. She has Secret Service in her corner as well. Of course, that's not quite what happened. But to hear Padilla tells it, he's the victim here.
I came to the press conference to hear what she had to say, to see if I could learn any new additional information. And at one point, I had a question. And let me emphasize, just as we've emphasized the right for people to peacefully protest and to stand up for their First Amendment rights, for our fundamental rights. I was there peacefully. At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question. I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground. And I was handcuffed.
Wow. She's horrible. I mean, he's such a victim. It's poor, poor, pitiful me time.
If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers.
The emotion.
Out in the Los Angeles community.
Oh, disgrace.
And throughout California and throughout the country.
Okay, but one more from him, because, you know, it's a sad situation. He's there. He was listening respectfully. At one point, he had a question. As soon as he began to ask his question, those jackbooted thugs somehow did bad things to him.
We will hold this administration accountable, and we'll have more to say. We'll have more to say in the coming days.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm so sorry this happened to you. You're such a victim. It's so sad. You'll hear what actually happened coming up.
Yeah.
And it's well worth hearing, because it ain't nothing like you just heard, folks.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
He said we'll have more to say. That's because he didn't take any questions.
That's
I'm
right.
We'll talk about that in a second. That's part of the orchestra, baby.
713, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
895 has backed up just a little bit now around the O'Donnell Street ramp going into the tunnel. And I was checking it out just to see if there may have been an issue there somewhere along the line. And it was slow going into the tunnel, but at Child Street, which is where the toll plaza is, all the lanes are open. So you have about 5-6 minute delay at the most there on 895. 95 is still running free and clear. There's a wrecker there now on that accident eastbound on Route 175 at the bridge at I-95. So they'll be out of there shortly. Capitol Beltway a little slow now climbing the hill. There was a minor accident that they cleared to the shoulder on the outer loop in Montgomery County near the ramp at New Hampshire Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
High today around 88 to 92 degrees. Showers and storms by this afternoon or evening for tomorrow. It's going to start cloudy in the morning. Not a bad morning, but then showers and storms return. Showers and thunderstorms return by tomorrow afternoon and run through Sunday. Parkville right now, 68 degrees. Middle River has 69. Hunt Valley, 69 degrees. On Talk Radio, 680 WCBM. And Tom, once again, for your mega, mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Once again, Donald Trump answering questions from anybody at any time, or so it appears. He and Melania were out for an evening at some very formal affair. He was wearing a tux and she had a beautiful gown on. A reporter shouts a question, of course, Donald Trump being Donald Trump and not being Joe Biden, took time to actually answer the question. And the question had to do with, why were you in L.A.? And what do you think was going to happen if you weren't there?
We weren't there. If we didn't bring in the National Guard and the Marines, you would probably have a city that was burning to the ground, just like it was a number of months ago with the housing. You would have had a big problem there. We weren't. In fact, the police chief said so much. If you look at what his statements were, he said, we're very lucky to have had them.
Yeah, and that's key. When the police chief out there says, we wanted them there, we realized we are overmatched, we needed them there, and at the same time, you had Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass, who's the mayor of Los Angeles, Gavin, of course, the governor of the state of California, saying, oh, we got this under control, and the police chief is saying, no, we don't, nowhere near under control. Trump is right when he says what was going on there before they got there was gross incompetence.
What we have is a situation in Los Angeles that was caused by gross incompetence. They didn't have the police to handle it. The police were asking us to come in. They were very late. We had to go in to save a lot of ICE officers, as you know, who were held up. They were holed up in a building, and they were being attacked. And the military went in. The National Guard went in and got them. The police weren't able, unfortunately, to move fast enough, but we moved fast enough.
Donald Trump answered questions as they came to him. There were follow-up questions. He answered those as well. One of the biggest differences between the last administration is this, is the accessibility of the guy who is in the White House to answer questions, to address those questions as they are asked of him. And that is your mega, mega movement update.
And we are just getting started.
717, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Bruce, I wanted to add something to that. Just think about three lies in a row here. You had the media, Gavin Newsom, Bass. The police had this under control. And the L.A. police chief said,
no, we didn't.
We never did. So that was a lie. Trump never called about the National Guard, according to Gavin Newsom. That turned out to be a lie.
Their phone records. Yes.
And then the peaceful protest that they said, that's why we don't need it. This is all peaceful. Three whoppers of lies right there. And that's and Donald Trump, one little, not an oppressor, but like impromptu question and answer, exposes three major lies that set up this entire narrative.
You know, it's amazing to think that what's going on here, I've mentioned this a couple times during the week when you're not able to be with us, is the Democrats on this front, as they have on others, are attempting to write a completely new narrative that has nothing to do with the reality of the situation, just like Padilla was writing this new narrative. And because, you know, we played for you a couple of seconds ago what Padilla said happened yesterday. But, folks, I want you to understand what actually happened. I'm going to make sure they can do this in sequence and make sure the commercials run right here. So we're gonna set the thing up, and then you'll actually hear the audio. This is Kristi Noem. After the fracas yesterday, talking about what on earth happened.
We were conducting a press conference to update everyone on the enforcement actions that are ongoing to bring peace to the city of Los Angeles. And this man burst into the room, started lunging towards the podium, interrupting me and elevating his voice, and was stopped, did not identify himself, and was removed from the room.
Now, this is something you need to know. Senators wear this little pin that says they're a U.S. senator. They identify themselves. He didn't either. He was not wearing his Senate pin. He did not identify himself. You'll hear the audio coming up in just a minute. He didn't come in, as he said, and listen to a little bit and then ask questions. He burst into the room and rushed to the podium. Again, tail of the tape. She's 5'7", 128 pounds. He's almost 6 feet tall, outweighs her by 50 pounds. You're a Secret Service agent. You're in that circumstance. Some jackass comes into the room, begins to rush the podium. What are you supposed to do? I mean, seriously, what are you supposed to do? You take the guy down, and you put him in handcuffs, and then find out, what are you doing? And that's exactly what happened. But now what Padilla's saying, I was in there, I was listening carefully to what she had to say, and gosh, I don't know, maybe they're like my tie, I'm a victim here. Oh, come on.
He's unannounced, he's aggressive, he's 6'3", mind you, he's within feet of the Secretary of Homeland Security during a riot. I mean, it's been deemed a riot. And the temperature's heightened, everybody's on edge, and here comes this large individual. By the way, to the fake news media credit, none of them were yelling and screaming in the middle of her damn speech. And then he comes in. It's not like these agents in Secret Service have flashcards or are studying every single face of a U.S. senator.
And congressman.
Yeah. They have no idea who he is. And then he starts yelling. And the big key thing is that he resists when they try, and again, they turn him around, he starts heading out, and then he makes the big turnaround and comes and
tries to pivot and go back again.
And he's clearly fighting them. And the big thing I want to add here is I'll never forget, Rush Limbaugh said, Washington, D.C. politics is Hollywood for the ugly
people. Yes.
And that is what this is. This is an orchestrated, it's disingenuous, it's image driven, scripted for social media. It is a great image for the left to say, and they all came out at the same time in unison, whether it was
people. Poor, pitiful me.
Yeah,
I'm such a victim here. Yes. Well, how does he treat farm workers at this time? He's a senator. Oh, come
Gavin
on.
Newsom.
Get over yourself.
The media. Wes Moore got in on
that. Now, there's some in the audience right now who think you guys are just way over the top, and that's not what happened. Folks, I come up in just a minute. I'm going to play the audio of exactly what happened. What you're going to miss, by the way, is the video of all the media turning their cameras on this jackass as he comes rushing through the door. That's coming up next on The Morning Drive.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old
Old Besh and Charm, shopping at unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Good morning, it's 723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I was just looking for what appeared to be a minor wreck southbound BW Parkway in the area of Route 175. The camera's not showing any backup there, so if it was there, it's on the shoulder, and it's not a big problem right now. The traffic on 895, still busy, but it's only right around O'Donnell Street, and then the traffic is going into the tunnel southbound, but it's bunching up a little bit right before you actually go into the tunnel. So just a heads up for that as you're traveling south through that area. Fort McHenry Tunnel, in the meantime, all four lanes are open. There's really no impact there. Going to go back, check the camera here at 95 on O'Donnell Street. We are really good to go this morning on 95. We'll take that anytime. Right now, we're good. Beltway, the last time we looked at it, nothing major. JFX, you're clear from Ruxton Road through the Raps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Right now, Pikesville 70 degrees, Hunt Valley 69, Middle River 69. Today's high between 88 and 92 degrees. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, this is the audio. This is actually what happened. I'll find a good source of the video. There are a couple different angles. I'll find a good source during the morning and post it so you can check the video out for confirmation. But this is Kristi Noem. Here are her opening comments.
If you don't think your governor's being political, he gets up every single day and the first hat he puts on is the political one, and then he makes a decision that's best for him and his family, and then he makes a decision that's best for what his future is, and then maybe 10 or 5, 15 steps down the line, he'll decide what's best for his people. That's what your governor does.
Okay, that you begin to hear him right there. She's just in her opening statement. This is the moment that everything happened. Again, she's just up behind the podium giving her open statement. She's out in California, in Los Angeles, when Padilla bursts into the room.
We are staying here to liberate this city from the socialist and the burdensome leadership that this governor and that this mayor have placed on this country and what they have tried to insert into this city. So I want to say thank you to every single person that has been able to do this. Also, I want to talk specifically to the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles.
He didn't come in.
I also want to talk about specifically.
He didn't come in, listen quietly, and then have a question. He came into the room, rushed the podium, and began talking while she was talking. That's the reality. So Padilla, in a statement immediately afterwards, was lying. He's a lying liar who lies. He was lying. He wants to create a narrative. He doesn't, I mean, think, Alex. You walk into a room with half a dozen cameras all aimed at secretary, the DNI, and you're going to somehow think that this is going to work? That you can get away with that lie?
I really wonder if this nonsense was cooked up in a DNC back room or a Democrat caucus meeting or Newsom's office or something.
Oh, he wanted this.
They absolutely wanted this. Nobody knew who this guy was. Newsflash, everybody. Alex Padilla, he's not some household name that every federal agent's going to know who he is. He got very close to the secretary. He interrupts her. Just out of common courtesy, he showed zero, number one. Number two, there was media in that room that was patiently waiting for the secretary to give her speech, and then they ask questions. Instead, Agus Padilla comes in, the so-called senator. He acts totally disrespectful. He's a large man, very close to the secretary of Homeland Security during a riot. They start to say, get out, you know, push him back. He literally fights back, not swinging fists,
he's
but
bigger than the Secret Service. Yeah.
He starts physically fighting back by using the power and force of his strength to try to beeline back towards the secretary. They finally get him out, and it was all, you cue the narrative, here comes all the big hitters, the Gavin Newsom's, yep. Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, of course, is, I think, a little jealous. Gavin Newsom getting all the coverage,
oh,
so
yes.
He has to chime in. And the outrage machine, Jamie Raskin, there was a viral video of him storming through the Capitol looking for John Thune's office with a couple other Spartacus 2.0. Cory Booker gave this very, how do you put it, a very orchestrated, to say the nicest thing about him, speech. And it's all theater, no substance, nonsense. But now the narrative is out there that Donald Trump's locking up U.S. senators now if you disagree with them, and they'll just run with it, even though it is complete and utter BS.
Yeah, afterwards, Kristi Noem described Padilla's behavior like this.
This man burst into a room, started advancing towards the podium, interrupting an opening statement, elevating his voice, shouting questions. People tried to stop him from interrupting the press conference. He refused and continued to lunge towards the podium, and that is when he was removed from the room.
Period.
Yep.
That's when he was removed from the room. As far as how he behaved following that,
I wish that he would have reached out and identified himself and let us know who he was and that he wanted to talk. His approach, was something that I don't think was appropriate at all.
Yeah, it was political theater. Yep. She says it was political theater, and her supposition, and I hope she's right, is that we're sick of this.
Yep.
I mean, look, give me the facts, unfiltered, we're grown-ups, we'll figure it out. We may disagree on some stuff, but we'll be fact-based instead of this cheap political theater we saw yesterday as Alex Padilla burst in the room and said, oh, look at me, I'm a poor victim, they're picking on me. 7:30 right now, more on that coming up on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and your voices as well, 410-WCBM-680. First, though, it's news, Angel Paul.
Good morning at 7:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A Perry Hall High School teacher will stay behind bars. 40-year-old Sean Brooks, arrested on child sex abuse charges this week, was denied bail yesterday. Charging documents detail several accusations between the physical education teacher and three female students. They reveal Brooks sexually exploited the female juvenile students on multiple occasions and was escalating his behavior to potential rape of these victims given the opportunity. Brooks denied the allegations in court. His attorney argued the sexual conduct Brooks is accused of is essentially hugging. Maryland is joining 21 other states in opposing the Trump administration's military deployment in California. Attorney General Anthony Brown says by sending the National Guard over Governor Newsom's objection, the president is not trying to preserve law and order. He's staging political theater by stripping a state of its ability to protect its own people. Mayor Brandon Scott is reacting to a ruling by a Baltimore judge that says a jury awarded the city too much money in a pair of opioid settlements. Last year, a jury ruled the city should be paid $266 million, but a judge has determined the amount should be lowered to $52 million. Mayor Scott says the judge's decision is disappointing, and the city is considering all options. Baltimore police have released surveillance video of two people who may be connected to a deadly shooting. Officers were called to the 3000 block of Thorndale Avenue last Saturday, where they found Daryl Conway suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The video released by police shows two men near the scene of the shooting, and police believe they may be connected. Anyone who can identify the men is asked to call police. Baltimore police investigating a shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 4300 block of 5th Street, and when they arrived, they found a man who had been shot in the back. The victim taken to a hospital where he's listed in stable condition. No word yet on what led to that shooting. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers are next.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet Store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 444, pick 4, 1840. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Parkville side of the Beltway is a little slow there. It's a speed reduction outer loop between Hartford Road and Paring. Everybody else on the Beltway is fine, including the southwest side coming up from I-97 on the Beltway up to the BW Parkway. We're back down at the Harbor Tunnels. Had a little backup earlier at O'Donnell Street. That is now cleared. 895 and 95 both with the lanes open. There are several minor accidents now in the city. Just to bring you up to date, Hartford Road and Glendale Avenue on the west side, Edmondson Avenue at Cook's Lane. And there's a wreck kind of northeast of downtown at Patterson Park Avenue at Federal Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be in the mid to upper 80s and a few lower 90s as we head into your Friday afternoon. Looking for the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day and into the evening. More chances for showers and storms into Saturday and Sunday for Father's Day weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. There's no shame in losing to Tarek Skubal, the reigning Cy Young Award winner in the American League, but it's another deal when it's the bottom of the order that does you in.
We'll bring up Parker Meadows.
Parker waylays this ball high and deep right field. Laureano can only look up. It is gone.
As is the jinx.
Yes. In a big way.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. The number nine hitter, Parker Meadows, with a three-run blast off Dean Kramer, part of a four-run fourth, and the Tigers take down the Orioles 4-1 to win the series 2-1. The bottom four in the order for Detroit, 6-16, four runs scored, four driven in. The top five in the order, 1-17, nothing across. After the game, manager Mancelino on Dean Kramer's one bad inning.
Kind of, you know, he just didn't have the split that inning. I mean, the split was up. He just couldn't get the thing down, and he got himself into trouble that one inning. And I think when we see Dean not have his best outings, it probably revolves around one bad inning, and he'll probably tell you the same thing. But
also a correction, that wasn't Kevin Brown on the call. That was Tigers Television on the call. Orioles and Angels will be tonight at Camden Yards. Charlie Morton will try to get right again. Game begins at 7.05 p.m. The story of Ravens' first-round draft choice Malachi Starks continued to take shape this past week in Owings Mills, as the impressive rookie continues to show his professional growth. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh with an example.
Well, one example, I think it's been reported, you know, he was organizing walkthroughs at the hotel for the rookies, you know, pretty much the whole camp. I think that's pretty cool, you know, and he's always on point. He's always, he can answer any question, you know, in a meeting. You know, we may be back there and say, hey, all right, Malachi, And you throw a situation at him, and he knows.
Mandatory minicamp slated to begin this coming Tuesday. Former Steeler wide receiver Antonio Brown is wanted by Miami-Dade County Police on attempted murder charges. The charge stems from a shooting Brown was allegedly involved in during a celebrity boxing event in Miami last month. Brown wrote on X that he was jumped by multiple individuals who tried to steal his jewelry and cause physical harm to him. Brown was a four-time Pro Bowler with the Pittsburgh Steelers. More from Buzz Williams now during the town hall he hosted on Zoom for Maryland fans and alumni, a chance to ask questions. The coach was asked, besides for winning a national championship, what are some of the things that are important to him to accomplish at Maryland?
I want to lead the nation in the lowest transfer portal rate for old adults and young adults. The last three seasons, we had the lowest transfer rate in the Southeastern Conference.
One thing is true about Buzz Williams after being around him now for a while. Buzz Williams players love Buzz Williams. And the second day at the U.S. Open is underway. J.J. Spawn, your first-round leader at 4-under-66. The time now is 7:37. When we return, another crossover from U.S. history to sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I have to give credit to John, an avid listener who emailed me this story. This is about George Raveling. Does that name ring a bell to you at all?
It does.
George Raveling was a basketball coach, a college basketball coach, did very well at Iowa and USC.
Okay.
And he was an assistant to Lefty Driesell back in the day at Maryland, back in the 60s and 70s. Here's the story. When he was just out of college, he was hired to work security for the March on Washington back in 1963.
Okay.
He was on the podium when MLK gave his famous I Have a Dream speech.
Mm-hmm.
When King finished the speech, Raveling went up to him and asked Dr. King if he could have the hard copy of the speech.
Wow.
King gave it to him. He still has it. It
wow.
still belongs to George Raveling, despite several seven-figure offers to sell it. George Raveling, the famous basketball coach, still has the speech. It's currently on loan to the Black History Museum in D.C.
Wow.
The hard copy of MLK's I Have a Dream speech.
That's very cool.
It is cool.
The coach who followed him each time, would he be referred to as the Unraveling? I'm just asking.
Nino, can you help me?
7:40 right now. Talk Radio 680.
Is it helpable?
I don't know.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Gary Steinbeck at the top of the hour with more for us. Christy Noem and Alex Padilla. And as you noted in the first half hour, Nino, that of all of the all the hot shots on the Democrat side, before they had the facts in hand, decided, hey, we should all weigh in on this and build up Alex Padilla's story as if it is the reality of the situation, which, by the way, again, it is not.
I just saw something that sickened my stomach. The manhandling of a United States senator. We need immediate answers to what the hell went on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell him, Chuck.
That's Chuck Schumer. He wants immediate answers to what went on. It's easy, Chuck. You can take a look at the video. This guy burst into a room, rushed the podium, and he got taken down. Okay, just let it go. Walk away from it. This is a loser for the Democrats politically. Simply say it never happened and be happy with that. Ben Ray Lujan, who's also another Democrat and another senator, says that, wow, Padilla is taken down. So what is this word coming to? Apparently now it's okay for those jackbooted thugs who work for the Trump administration to physically take down anybody with whom they disagree.
How can these federal agents get away with this? Is the President of the United States telling folks to go down and start arresting United States senators?
You see what I mean? This is how the story grows. It grows like Topsy, as they said in that old movie a long, long time ago. It's amazing to think that this is the direction in which they want to take this story.
And it's amazing that he had it takes a little bit of time to plan a press conference. He had an immediate press conference ready to go. Almost as if he planned this. And he knew if he caused a scene that something would happen, and he could go out and the outraged team of Democrat senators, Democrat ilk in the House, and the Buttigiegs of the world across the, all the way into Maryland to Westmore were ready to go with their canned response.
And look, the odd thing is, I'm convinced over the long term, truth will out.
Yep.
The truth wants to be free. However, in the short term, there will be those sheeple who will ignore the video, who will listen to Alex Padilla's statement that he was in there listening quietly and then had a question to ask, and he stood up to ask this question. Gosh, quel surprise. They took him down as if he were doing something inappropriate. There were people who believe that.
And Kristi Noem, you played her response, and she sounded very sincere in the two key words, this man, she says, because they didn't know
who he was.
They didn't know. I mean, he behaved irrationally. He resisted. He got exactly what I believe he wanted. But this is what they would do to anybody who interrupts the Secretary of Homeland Security, mind you, during her press conference, gets within 5, 6, 7 feet of her, and they told him, they stopped him and were saying, you got to go. Because they didn't know at this very moment. And then it starts resisting.
There are 100 senators, 435 congresspeople.
Anybody can start yelling, I'm a senator, I'm a senator. You don't know that.
No,
right there on the moment.
Didn't present credentials, didn't say, here's my card, nothing. He simply, look, there's no time. When you're going to rush the podium, you come into the room, you rush the podium.
And not only that, he could have said, all right, I'll be quiet, I'll sit down, and I'll wait. Yeah. He didn't do that.
No, he tried to pivot and go after the podium again. Yeah. Look, this is a truly disgusting moment that the Democrats, again, if they didn't have double standards, they would have no standards whatsoever. Yeah. Coming up in a minute, choose your fake news. First, though, it's time for Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the 3s at 743.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. If you're in that area, Route 2, around the area of the South River Bridge, Fire Department. And some activity there. So I just want to give you a heads up. Not sure about any lane blockage, but they've been there for about 15 to 20 minutes. Again, nothing major right now. Both the tunnels are running with the lanes open. And for 7:45 in the morning, we'll take it anytime we can get that. Because we've had many days we've been backed up several miles. Right now we're clear, and we're looking at the junction here at Camden Yards, and all the lanes are open at 95 Russell Street and 395. That ramp is clear coming north towards the convention center and up into the Camden Yards area. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high between 88 and 92 degrees. Showers and storms will come around sometime late this afternoon and into the evening. Tomorrow starts cloudy. Showers and storms do return in the afternoon, and they will run until sometime on Sunday. Right now, the temperatures are now just climbing up. Right now, downtown Baltimore, you're looking at 72 degrees. Bel Air has 68 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is that time. We want to give you something. We want to give you something good. Give you something good. Time for once again for Choose Your Fake News. What, Chuck? I'm sorry. A little bit of Chaka Khan just came through for a little Rufus there for a moment.
Rufus.
A little Rufus. Yeah. Our contestant is Victor in Silver Spring. Good morning, Victor. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing a lot better. What a difference a year makes. I had back surgery, and I'm still recovering.
It takes a while, bud.
Out of circulation. Hey, Chuck, I remember you giving a traffic report, and I gave you a hard time. Mm-hmm. You were mentioning about it was an ice storm and the streets are icy, and I said, Chuck, include the sidewalks as well.
Yeah, I remember that, too. All right.
It's like some lady called me one morning, and she said, the big ice storm completely around the entire area. You didn't say anything about Pulaski Highway. What the hell? So every road has ice. Give me a break.
Victor, right, go ahead. Victor, first, second, third, fourth.
I think I'll go first.
Okay, you go first. Wow, okay.
I like it.
I'm very impressed. Here are your stories. There are four stories, and all you have to do, Victor, is choose which one is the fake news. And should you choose the correct fake news story, we have some wonderful 100th anniversary stuff for you from our 100th anniversary. This whole siege began back in 1924. It's been that long, folks. All right, so here we go. Story number one. This is out of Des Moines, Iowa. Police there have an update on a store that was targeted for a bizarre break-in and enter. Des Moines police have charged four people. By the way, let me pause for just a moment to say, this may be not safe for little kids. It's on the edge. So you might want to take just a moment to move them out of the room, if you could, for just a second. And now, we shall continue. Give you 3 seconds, two, one, and here we go. In Des Moines, police there have found four people. They've rounded up a couple of them, by the way, and some of the stolen items from a store called, what was it called? It's one of those adult toy stores. It's one of those clever adult toy store names. And virtually everything they've rounded up, by the way, is aimed at the distaff side. They could tell from the walk of these people as they entered, by the way, that these were females coming into the building or guys with very feminine walks. So they've caught two of the four so far. We don't know if the other half of the booty, as it were, has to do with the male side or not. Story number two, Montgomery County, here in Maryland. They're now testing security robots at the Silver Spring parking garage. They have a 420-pound, 5'4" robot that charges up and down the Silver Spring parking lot as part of a pilot program designed to enhance security. The robot, dubbed Parker, is not fully in use yet, but it has prompted questions and commentary on social media. In one Reddit post, the robot was described as looking like a giant rolling air freshener. So, should you park illegally, watch out for the air freshener, basically.
You should take that over to story number one.
Yes, story exactly. Story, not easy there. Story number three from Indianapolis. A Family Dollar employee has now been arrested after he allegedly shot a man in the butt for reportedly stealing company merchandise. Jerome Stepp has been charged with the following: both aggravated battery, a level 3 felony, and criminal recklessness, a level 6 felony. Officers with the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department say they were dispatched on Monday to the 2300 block of West Michigan. They found the man who had a bullet wound in his rear end because he'd been shot. By the way, the NRA gave the guy Best Grouping Award, so that we can round that up.
Near killed him.
Yes, that's right. He was detained. His fiance and colleague were released, but he did get the merchandise back. That's on the upside.
See story number one. Yeah,
on the upside. Yes. So, is it story number one? Odd things happen in Des Moines, and odd things get stolen. Story number two, watch out for the giant rolling deodorant stick. And story number three, aim a little bit higher, center of mass, sport. That's what you got to do. Let's start with Kristen.
Victor wanted to go.
Oh, Victor, I'm sorry, you're right. Victor, you said you go first.
Okay, I haven't heard a blasted thing about a robot in Montgomery County, so I'm sticking with that story.
Ah, you're going to go with story number two, which is the robot story. Victor goes to story number two now, Kristen.
I think I'm going to agree, because I don't think Montgomery County really wants to stop criminals, and if they had robots starting to stop criminals, how would they have their, you know, police brutality cries and other protests? So I'm also going to say two.
All right, Chuck.
I'm going to go with one.
You're going to go with one. You're going to go with the story out of Des Moines, Iowa. I forget the number. This is one, yes. Two, and three. All right. Yes. You say that no things were not stolen from that particular store. You were there, and you know that's not what the stuff was. And Nino.
I mean, not often, but I have to follow. I think I'm going with Chuck.
You're going to follow Chuck?
I'm following Chuck.
I will follow Chuck.
Are we going to the same store? Just asking.
So Nino also goes with the story number one out of Des Moines, Iowa. He says that simply did not happen. Nobody chose the Family Dollar employee. Story number three. That's a true story. The guy said, we got to get our merchandise back. He chased him out of the store and shot the guy in the rear end.
Nice.
And he was the one who was arrested for a level 6 felony.
The guy was a crack dealer.
Oh, wow. Oh, you went there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's late in the day now, you know.
Both Chuck and Nino went with the Des Moines story. Do I have that correctly, or did you go there as well, Kristen? All right, you went there. Didn't know it. So, Chuck, both you and Nino went for the Des Moines story. That is indeed 100% fake news. And yeah, watch out, Silver Spring. The giant rolling deodorant stick is going to come and get you. Sorry, Victor.
All right, Nino. We get
Chuck,
it.
There we
best
go.
Best credit for next time, buddy.
Send me that merchandise.
Right, 751 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cup Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. There has been a noticeable shift away from tradition in America. The younger generations are being taught that socialism is good. Those of us who are baby boomers and older are dying off, and we're being replaced by younger folks who are the product of public education, where they're taught how to be good little socialists with all that it entails. CRT, transgenderism, identity politics, equity, Marxism, anti-God philosophy, on and on. It's hard to recapture tradition when history is being rewritten with a false narrative, statues have been torn down, and the Constitution is being cut to pieces. Today, so-called leaders don't deserve the nation that our veterans fought to serve and protect, many paying the ultimate price. Can any of this be turned around? I pray it will be, but I have my doubts. And if it is, it will only be by God's mercy. Hearts need to be changed, and only He can do that. This is Pastor David Lewis at today's Moment of Truth.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Grilling season continues on Capitol Hill. This time, woke, failed Democrat governors with a side of potato salad.
Hey, where's the meat?
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so that slowing on the Beltway is still there. It's a little bit backed up, and there hasn't really been any problem there, but it's been slow just around the area of Hartford Road up on the northeast side. The ramp traffic coming off of 395 southbound had been a little bit slow. The ramp that would take you down to Russell Street and eventually down to the BW Parkway, but it looks like that's starting to settle down. The Parkville side, a little better now right here at Hartford Road. Really have not seen any problems for the traffic on the west side. Looking at the camera right here at I-70, everybody's moving right along, and the inner loop at Greenspring Avenue, eventually heading over to the JFX, has a brief speed reduction there, heading over towards the JFX, and then after that, we're okay over towards I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high temp, 88 to 92. Showers and storms move in this afternoon and evening. Tomorrow starts cloudy in the morning. Showers and storms return through Sunday. Ellicott City right now is 65 degrees. Hunt Valley 69 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jim in the Outer Banks reminds me of something, by the way. Jim is former Secret Service. He was on the cruise with us a handful of years ago. Looking for a new one. We're going to do another cruise. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. He says, Bruce, by the way, Senate PIN is not positive ID. He would know this guy is Secret Service, right? He retired now, obviously. At the most, it may only be an aide. Don't forget, I gave you a Secret Service PIN years ago. I forgot about that. I have it at home. Does that identify you as an agent? Well, I've been saying it does, Jim, so apparently not. I see it does, then I touch the side of my nose, you know. Yeah, I tell you all about it, but I can't. And I touch the side of my nose like this, a wink, you know. Thanks, Jim, for the refresher. Yeah, look, this is about Alex Padilla. He was wearing no ID. He provided no ID. He burst into the room. He rushed the podium. And then he lied about what happened. Christy Noem, 5'7", 125, 130 pounds at the outside, dripping wet. And Padilla is a big guy. He was substantially taller and more muscular looking than the Secret Service agents. Now, they have the training. They could take the guy down hard if they needed to, you know. Make no mistake about that. But the idea is somehow that you're going to allow the Secretary of Homeland Security to be physically accosted by somebody who has that kind of size and weight. It doesn't matter if he has a weapon or not. I mean, the physical damage he could do to her in a heartbeat. Should a big, big guy like that decide to go after a small woman, Christian was 5'7", 125 pounds, it would be substantial and be very almost instantaneous.
Let's rewind just 1 month ago. Same narrative, same BS story. The mayor of Newark, the representative.
Oh, that's right.
They go to the ICE detention center. They cause a chaos, and one or they arrest one, right? And the narrative for a couple days there was they're arresting opposition
horrible ICE people.
Yeah, and Trump's, Alina Habba is New Jersey, right? And Trump's DOJ is targeting a U.S. congresswoman, and now they can up the ante with the narrative. Here was the opportunity, and now they're arresting U.S. senators.
It's about establishing a context.
The script.
It's a context. They want the general context to be that the Trump administration is cruel, yep, and they're willing to do cruel things to even the nicest of people, like U.S. senators or members of the House. That imagine what they're going to do to people they don't care about, like Espinosa, like the farm worker or the cook. Yeah, and then exactly. Burst into fake tears. Yeah. Oh, please.
The mayor's just standing up for immigrants and constituents. The representative, what was his name, McCleaver,
McIver.
McIver was stepping, for the constituents and the people. And then Secretary Padilla with the crying voices about 12-year-old kids and farmers. And Trump is the evil dictator.
He's the evil cruel. But, this Maxine Waters has been
doing this. Nazis.
Yeah, Maxine Waters, the Gavin Newsom, they're all, Trump is cruel. That's the new buzzword. He's cruel.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with the fact that they Padilla disrupted the DHS secretary.
There's a presumption here as well. The presumption is somewhat what? The Secret Service guys right there in the innocent called Donald Trump and said, should we take this guy down? Yeah. Come on, how stupid can you
they
be?
Have a split second to make a decision. Let's get this guy out of here. He's disrupting the press conference. We don't know who it is. Hey, you got to go. Like, it's just like the thing in Newark. I mean, they're literally getting up in their face and shoving. I mean, there's a picture of the woman, the Representative MacGyver, basically pushing and shoving the ICE agent. And it's just like, no, it's all there on the camera, but, it's just Donald Trump arresting his political opposition.
What is the move they do in football where they take their arms, swim movement, I think it is. And that's basically what she did to the ICE agent. I'm thinking, she'd be a pretty good lineman. She really would. But, she's been charged. Now she's it's all political. No, it's actually based on your behavior, ma'am.
And all for illegal aliens.
You have got to hear the question Nancy Mace asked to Tim Walz yesterday, and his response, which was crickets. That's coming up next on The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has a message for the Iranian people.
Our fight is not with you. Our fight is with the brutal dictatorship that has oppressed you for 46 years.
The Prime Minister spoke after Israel launched an aerial attack on nuclear sites across Iran and on the leadership of the Iranian military and its nuclear establishment. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman in Jerusalem.
The Israeli government and army is saying it believes it had no choice but to strike right now. This came, of course, as the U.S. is conducting negotiations with Iran over that nuclear program. Israel is not saying whether whether this attack was coordinated with the Americans, but they do say that they have a very good relationship with their partners, so they're hinting at some sort of notice or coordination with the Americans.
The Trump administration insisting the U.S. was not involved in the attack, which struck Iran's main uranium enrichment facility and other sites. Killed in the airstrikes, nuclear scientists and senior military and Revolutionary Guard officials. Iran launched more than 100 drones at Israel in response. The president will meet with his National Security Council at the White House later this morning. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has put this judge's order on hold for now.
In a temporary restraining order, the judge said the president must return control over National Guard troops to California Governor Gavin Newsom. The order said the deployment of the Guard was illegal, violated the 10th Amendment, and exceeded Donald Trump's statutory authority. According to the judge, the protests in Los Angeles fall far short of the rebellion cited by the president. The Justice Department immediately filed an appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stock futures sharply lower this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down 423 points. NASDAQ futures off 249. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Good morning, it's 8:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like we're okay towards Annapolis. I-97 is a little bit slow here, but it's already clearing right at Route 32, so that trip from there down to the ramp at Route 50 is okay. There are no problems at all at the Bay Bridge, Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open. Beltway looks good. Both the tunnels been running okay. If you're in Harford County in Aberdeen, police activity now is closing Bel Air Avenue at Aberdeen Avenue. It may be closed all the way over towards Pulaski Highway. So with a local detour there, the local traffic heads up and the authorities will be directing traffic around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be in the mid to upper 80s and a few lower 90s as we head into your Friday afternoon. Looking for the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day and into the evening. More chances for showers and storms into Saturday and Sunday for Father's Day weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 75 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Chris Van Hollen reacting to the handcuffing of a Senate colleague during the Homeland Security Secretary's press conference on Thursday. California Democrat Alex Padilla was forcibly removed from the press event while shouting questions about the administration's immigration operations in Los Angeles. Senator Van Hollen says the action taken against Padilla is a kind of thing that happens in dictatorships and it should outrage every American. Bail has been denied for a Perry Hall High School teacher charged with 3 child sex abuse felonies. In charging documents, 40-year-old gym teacher Sean Brooks is accused of targeting and grooming troubled students with self-esteem and family issues. Brooks denies the allegations. A Baltimore County man facing federal charges in connection with bribing a former Baltimore City financial officer, James Ernie Jr. of Glen Arm, allegedly paid Joseph Gillespie at least $10,000 in bribes in exchange for him getting rid of financial obligations owed to the city. And the Harford County Board of Ed has updated a cell phone policy for high schoolers. During this week's meeting, the board said that starting next school year, high schoolers must put their cell phones or other portable devices in a locker during class time, and smartwatches must be deactivated. Here are the winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 4, 4, 4, pick 4, 1, 8, 4, 0. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steinos Sports is up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
M62225, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Orioles ran into a buzzsaw last night at Camden Yards by the name of Tarek Skubal.
And then next batter in the box, three pitches, one out.
Strike three. It's a heater. A little extra on it for Mayo.
Yeah. Call courtesy of Tigers TV. Skubal closes out Kobe Mayo in the seventh and pitches seven scoreless overall on the way to a 4-1 win over Baltimore. Dylan Carlson with three hits for the Birds, among them a solo blast off Tommy Canley in the eighth. Birds welcome the Angels tonight for the first of three. Charlie Morton will take the hill at 7:05. Stanley Cup final last night. The Oilers trailing 2-1 in the series, desperate for a win in Florida.
Now Ekholm. Bot calls it. Cross ice pass. Draisaitl puts it in! Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. Two games apiece.
Kenny Albert had the call on TNT. Leon Draisaitl's NHL playoff record. Fourth game-winning overtime goal. 5-4 Oilers, the final. And Edmonton becomes the first road team in 106 years of Stanley Cup final history to rally from a deficit of at least three goals and win since the Montreal Canadiens did it against the Seattle Metropolitans in 1919. Coming up in 30 minutes, when an albatross isn't a burden. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
R3. Good morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning muff. Back at full strength on Monday. Nino Mangione kind enough to sit in with us this morning. What a show it has been. And we really haven't even focused on a couple of the big stories that are out there, in part because they're still developing. What's going on between Israel and Iran right now is still developing. There are some who are saying that what Israel has done now is to do the world a huge favor by strictly curtailing Iran's ability to have nuclear weapons. They made it much more difficult for Iran to move forward with a nuclear program at all. And that was the goal. Iran has their nuclear threshold right now, you know, and should they actually get a nuclear weapon, their stated goal is to wipe out Israel in one day, and nukes would do that. So this, for the Israelis, is a matter of survival, the ultimate survival. That story is still developing. I'm quite sure that Kim will be talking some about it during the course today, and we'll be covering it, of course, over the weekend and beginning Monday morning as well. Talk Radio 680.
I want to just add, hearing a lot and obviously, you know, praying for Israel, but you know what? I'm praying for every man and woman in the United States military, because there are a lot of them in harm's way right now because of what's going on with Iran and Israel. And, I mean, Donald Trump, I mean, gosh, the last thing I want to see is our soldiers, the men and women in our military, be dragged into
World War III because of this. I mean,
tomorrow you're waving flags. Let's talk about that for a second because that actually links to this.
For anybody young in the audience or parents who might have, you know, maybe they're taking their kid to school for the last time. Maybe this is before summer break. There's two sides here. There's the side waving American flags, who I'll be with tomorrow because tomorrow happens to be Flag Day.
Yes.
Tomorrow is also the 250th birthday of our army,
mm-hmm.
and it's also Donald Trump. So happy birthday, President Trump. But I'll be waving flags with some of the Baltimore County Republican women of Baltimore County tomorrow. I look forward to doing that, and I think around 10 o'clock over in Towson. And meanwhile, they have this protest going on, No King's Day or whatever the hell they're calling it, where don't be surprised if you see some of the radical elements, just like the pro-Palestinian movement and whatnot, where they'll probably see some burning flags as they did not too long ago at one of the other big protests, and of course, what they were doing in L.A. So, yes, I'll be waving the flags while some on the left tomorrow are burning them.
Yeah, and these No King's Day thing, I might give you the list.
Here it is.
For those who are interested in this or want to avoid it, their locations all over the metropolitan area.
Aberdeen, Bel Air, Baltimore, Catonsville, Columbia, Bowie, Annapolis, Parole, Rockville,
Was that on Patch? Is that what that is? I think it was on Patch. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, Patch. Right. Yeah, a local Patch.
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure if that's subscription or not, to be really honest. If it's subscription.
I think it's free.
Is it free?
Yeah.
All right, pass it back. I'll get it posted, folks, on Bruce's Brain by around 9:15 this morning, so you'll be able to check out where to avoid. If you want to avoid a particular list of places. The other thing is, this is what the left does. Tomorrow also, by happenstance, is Donald Trump's birthday. We're not celebrating Donald Trump's birthday with a big parade tomorrow. We're celebrating 250 years of the Army tomorrow. My son was in the full eight. I was in and out as quickly as you could humanly get me in and out. But a lot of people served. A lot of people continue to serve, or are lifers, or they're in for a full 20. These men and women deserve our respect and our admiration. Thank them for their service. This is a good time to do it on Flag Day, which is tomorrow. If you know somebody who served, then please just take a moment. Thank them for their service. It's something veterans like to hear a lot.
Yep.
Because a lot of veterans, particularly my generation, the Vietnam vets, came back and they were spit upon.
Celebrating the Army in 250 years is basically saying to young people now, like, look, we love what our military does. We want you to love the military. Maybe they'll join.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, some young 16, 17-year-old boys and women will see how we treat and respect and love our military, and maybe they'll join.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic goes on the threes once again. 1 week from now, 1 week and a handful of hours from right now, Chuck Whitaker will be roasted. Right now, he's just thoroughly cooked.
Yeah, I'm simmering.
Simmering.
Chuck. I'm a stewaway.
A stewaway? I know.
I'm just afraid what's going to happen when I get there and all the people are going, where is this guy? What's he look like? Nobody's seen me since COVID.
I don't know
what I look like.
Nino actually is going, and he has a name tag that says, my name is Chuck Whitaker, kick me.
Yeah, on my back.
Yes.
Nino, take him out.
Face for radio,
okay?
Chuck. Face for radio.
It's all right. Now, see, even he got into it. He's right there.
Yeah,
he got the perfect face for radio. It just worked out just fine.
Yes.
I-95 South, looking at it live here, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All is well. The big junction there at 95 and Russell Street and 395, the lanes are open. Even 895 this morning. Some people have the day off. Schools are getting out. All kinds of stuff. All kind of good news. The backups right now, not even there this morning at both the Harbor Tunnel. So we'll take that pretty much any time. Earlier slowing on the Beltway through Green Spring, that's gone. The Parkville side is clear. The west side looks good. The southwest corner of the Beltway is fine. Baltimore County has a new wreck now in Randallstown. Heads up for that at Liberty Road at Old Court Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high about 85 to 92 degrees in some areas. Showers and storms move in this afternoon and evening. Tomorrow starts cloudy. Showers and storms return through Sunday. Temps right now are, man, they're getting up there. They're starting to climb. Right now you have Ocean City is 71 degrees. Parkville has 71 degrees. Reisterstown is still a little bit cooler than everybody else at around 68 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:15. Time once again to find out which lefty has lost it completely. Today's kind of a special one, folks. Let's head to the circus for the Democrat clown car. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome. It is time now, once again, to find out exactly which lefty has lost it. It's time for the Democrat clown car, so please, if you could, enter the big top. Grab yourselves a seat. Focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left. Comes to the circle, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and you know, this one I'm just having fun with, because this is parody, folks. This is pure parody, but somehow it's completely on target so much I couldn't resist it as part of the clown car. Please, just bring the Maryland man back.
Bring home the gang member already from El Salvador. Like, he's a dad. And I get that he's in a gang, and I get that he's beat his wife, but he's sorry. And it's not okay for them to just take him and take him back to the country that he came from, even though he came here illegally. He's a dad. I know that we wasted, like, so much time and money going to try to get this. Just bring him home already. He's a dad, and he's not going to do it to his wife again. He pinky promises, okay? It doesn't matter that he's in a gang. It doesn't matter what he's been caught doing. It doesn't matter that he's a woman beater. He's a dad.
Bring back. He's a dad. Bring back the Maryland man. He's a dad.
If you didn't tell me that was parody, I thought maybe Kamala Harris. But I'm glad you prefaced that.
I had tears coming in my eyes. It's so funny. Thanks for the parody. Get back on the clown car. Get out of here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It doesn't matter. He beat his wife. Pinky promised he's not going to do it again. He's here, man. And I think he's got a rough way to go. The question is, what kind of judge, or is this a jury trial? He's going to get. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens to this guy. All right, Nino, I've been saving this soundbite for you because it's kind of special. It really is. Nancy Mace asked one question of Tim Walz yesterday. I mean, Tim Walz was put on the griddle yesterday. On the griddle. He was overcooked and turned over and overcooked some more. It's like having beef liver cooked for an hour and a half on a side. I mean, he was tough and chewy by the time he was done. But there's one question that completely stumped him. He did have no answer for the question. Nancy Mace, hard-hitting question, looked at the governor of Minnesota and asked this.
What is a woman? What is a woman is the question.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Really? You don't understand the question? How tough can it possibly be? What is a woman? That's a stumper. It really is. And apparently he doesn't even understand the question, much less his ability to formulate the satisfactory answer that fits within the Democrat priorities is something else indeed. That's the one question. He just had no answer whatsoever. No bloviating, no trying to excuse things, not blaming on the Republicans, not anything else. I don't understand the question. Thank you, Nancy Mason. Thank you, Tim Walz, for that. Joining me right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Vinny Steele from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, that is. Vinny, once again, as always, welcome and thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, happy Friday, and happy Father's Day weekend to all the great dads out there.
Oh, that's right. Sunday's Father's Day.
Yeah.
My son's taking me to the ball game. Looking forward to it. Please, no rain.
Oh, nice.
Please, no rain. Hey, Vinny, it seems like real estate this week and the real estate market is changing. It changes from week to week now, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What's the latest this week?
You know, Bruce, we've been continuing to watch the market loosen up as demand for purchase mortgages were up 20% year over year. And since Memorial Day, mortgage applications increased to its highest level in a month.
Wow. Now, that sounds like buyers are getting more comfortable with the rates.
Yeah, you know, Bruce, consumer sentiment, it's at its highest level since November, according to Fannie Mae. So buyers are out there taking advantage of some special finance programs and also the increase in inventory.
Well, what about these special finance programs that you have? How do you see them helping those who either need to get into their first home or maybe they have a home to sell first in order to qualify?
You know, Bruce, you know, since affordability has been improving, we're starting to see more first-time buyers in the marketplace, and they have access to programs that were not available back when, you know, rates were lower. You know, one of our most popular is the 3.5% closing assistance program. So buyers with limited cash reserves can receive up to 3.5% of the purchase price to use toward their closing costs.
Wow.
And this solves one of the biggest issues first-time buyers have, is cash.
Yeah, particularly in this state. What about your move-up buyers who may have equity, but it's all locked up in their current home? Now, I know you have some programs to help them buy before they sell.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, we have a few options depending on their particular situation. Our buy before you sell financing is a really easy answer. So you can qualify for a mortgage on your new home without having to sell your current home. We also have our guaranteed sale program, which provides you an upfront guaranteed offer on your current home so you can shop without any contingencies. And if we find an outside buyer willing to pay more than the guaranteed offer, the seller gets the higher price, not us. So it's really a win-win all the way around. So if you've been on the sidelines, thinking about, you know, making a move, jumping into the market, you can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Vinny, as always, I learned so much and always enjoy talking to you. We'll talk again next Friday.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. We'll see ya.
Thanks, sir. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come, between now and Kim Placek time, she comes in around 9 o'clock this morning, Gavin Newsom says everything is going wrong in California. Everything is going wrong in Los Angeles. You know whose fault it is? Orange Man Bad. Orange Man Bad's fault. And Maxine Waters completely changes history and says that there was no problems at all in Los Angeles until they federalized the National Guard. And somehow that made those problems occur. How odd. And what a lie. 823, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
That's my baby, Maxine. You leave her alone now.
Maxine.
Put that face in some dough, you make gorilla cookies.
You're horrible.
Big.
You're nasty. Horrible.
Gorilla cookies.
Yes.
It looks like Alien against Predator, for crying out loud. Bel Air Avenue is closed in Aberdeen. There's police activity there. It's shut down around Aberdeen Avenue and maybe over towards Pulaski Highway. So, again, that local traffic heads up for that. There's a new wreck in the city, Lock Raven at 33rd. Now I got to get out of this. Baltimore County's working with the wreck at Liberty Road at Old Court Road in Randallstown. I'll take my cookies and go now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Cookie Monster. Today's high around 85 to 88 degrees, maybe 92 in some areas, actually. Showers and storms move in this afternoon and evening. For tomorrow, it starts cloudy in the morning. Showers and thunderstorms return in the afternoon. They'll last through Sunday. Right now, Reisterstown, 67 degrees. Ellicott City right now has 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Always good to hear the sniping that comes in, you know. I'm not going to give names here, but it's charming to see this from Pete and Towson. Pete's in Timonium. I want to make sure he lives in the proper place. Bruce made reference yesterday to Kim Placek being hardworking, always prepared, and doing a great job in her time slot. I could not agree more. She's excellent. However, you also made reference to previous hosts, without naming them, who did not do such a fine job. If I'm wrong, please tell me, but I assume he has to be talking. You're talking about somebody who worked here. No, I'm not talking about somebody who worked here. I'm talking about people I worked with on the Hill. Who were and still are lazy. That, and this guy says that the guy that he's referring to who worked here was great at his job, had many followers, and frankly ran circles around me. He should have been retained in your place, Pete Intermonium. Thanks, Pete. Well, okay, you have your opinion. Thanks for sharing it. What can I say? Talk Radio 680 WCBM is not worth comment. I mean, I've passed it along, Pete, and people can make their own judgment. But the one thing that I've been known for, to be really straightforward, for my entire career is prep. Every night I do about 2.5 to 3 hours of prep. I follow up with another hour of prep or more when I get here in the morning. You know, we'll attest to that. Getting in here, and I'm here, I was here this morning by 4. We went on at 6, so an hour and a half, almost 2 hours of prep here. I worked from 6 until 9:30 last night. Yeah, my prep time doesn't suffer at all. Pete, if it doesn't show, so I'm not doing a good job of making a show, or I'm making it far too easy. That's what it is. That's my excuse. I'm making it look too easy, Pete. But I'm basically just a lazy bum. I like other people to do the work for me. Yeah, let's go with that. Gavin Newsom out in California. What do you say, really? Gavin Newsom out in California. He said that Donald Trump is way out of bounds bringing these troops in and federalizing the National Guard. He didn't ask me.
Donald Trump's government isn't protecting our communities. They're traumatizing our communities. And that seems to be the entire point. California will keep fighting. We'll keep fighting on behalf of our people, all of our people, including in the courts. Just yesterday, we filed a legal challenge to Donald Trump's reckless deployment of American troops to a major American city. Today, we sought an emergency court order to stop the use of the American military to engage in law enforcement activities across Los Angeles.
Yeah, but the whole story is that that order was immediately challenged by the Department of Justice, and it will be tossed because Donald Trump is within his bounds very clearly within the Constitution and within past practice. So it's seen by many as a nuisance suit, Mr. Newsom. To be very frank, we'll see how it plays out. Who knows? You might win, but I doubt it. Newsom also says that they're going to drive along the street and arbitrarily snatch people up off the streets. That's apparently the intent of the cruel Trump administration.
If some of us could be snatched off the streets without a warrant, based only on suspicion or skin color, then none of us are safe. Authoritarian regimes begin by targeting people who are least able to defend themselves.
Yeah. Apparently, Gavin Newsom is not capable of defending himself. He also says that Donald Trump has nothing else. He's just, you know what he is, you know?
He's mean.
He's mean. He's cruel. And he's power hungry.
Trump and his loyalists, they thrive on division because it allows them to take more power and exert even more control.
Yeah. And ready for this? You're going to love this one. Gavin Newsom. This has nothing at all to do with what's going on in Los Angeles. But this is an indication that Gavin Newsom is running for the presidency. Gavin Newsom says, we know that Donald Trump actually really likes violence. You know why?
Trump? He's not opposed to lawlessness and violence as long as it serves him. What more evidence do we need than January 6th?
There you go.
You know what's amazing, Bruce? When they tried to arrest Donald Trump, no one is above the law. Apparently, every single million and million and million of illegal alien is above the law in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Newsom certainly doesn't give a damn if illegal aliens run around. And if you try to do something about it, you're just lawless.
Yeah.
And you know who's really traumatized California? Gavin Newsom and decades of Democrat rule.
Yeah, absolutely. If it weren't for that, we'd be in a heck of a lot better place. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up on 1:30, Audiology Today. They, folks, want your ears. They want your ears to work, to be really straightforward. If you're having trouble hearing, if perhaps your wife or your spouse, your husband, maybe your mom, your dad, brother, sister, if they're having difficulty hearing, then please contact Audiology Associates. If this suffering sounds familiar to you, it's rough. You lose your hearing. It hurts you physically, emotionally, and socially. Their telephone number is 410-944-3100, 410-944-3100. Online, you find Audiology Associates at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. 8:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, news, Jill Pohn.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A Perry Hall High School teacher arrested on child sex abuse charges will stay behind bars. 40-year-old Sean Brooks was denied bail yesterday. Charging documents detail several accusations about alleged incidents between the physical education teacher and three female students. They reveal Brooks allegedly sexually exploited the female juvenile students on multiple occasions and was escalating his behavior to potential rape of these victims given the opportunity. Brooks' attorney says his client is innocent and argued the sexual conduct Brooks is accused of is essentially hugging. Maryland is joining 21 other states in opposing the Trump administration's military deployment in California. Attorney General Anthony Brown says by sending in the National Guard over Governor Newsom's objection, the president isn't trying to preserve law and order. He's staging political theater by stripping a state of its ability to protect its own people. Mayor Brandon Scott reacting to a ruling by a Baltimore judge that says a jury awarded the city too much money in a pair of opioid settlements. Last year, a jury ruled the city should be paid $266 million, but a judge has determined the amount should be lowered to $52 million. Mayor Scott says the judge's decision is disappointing and the city is considering all options. In the face of rising energy costs, relief is on the way to Marylanders to help pay their bill. Governor Wes Moore announced a multi-million-dollar customer relief fund yesterday that targets limited and middle income taxpayers. The Maryland Office of People's Counsel estimates electric rates have gone up by 30% since 2020. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers are next.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 444, pick 4, 1840. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Keep in mind there is some police activity in Aberdeen, and Belair Avenue is closed at Aberdeen Avenue and may be closed all the way over towards Route 40 at Pulaski Highway. So you're under the direction there of the local authorities in that area. If you're traveling 95 as you get up into Harford County around Mountain Road at 152 and up around Route 24, there may be some midday construction. There, Beltway is in really good shape. JFX, you're clear from Ruxton Road all the way into the ranch downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be in the mid to upper 80s and a few lower 90s as we head into your Friday afternoon. Looking for the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day and into the evening. More chances for showers and storms into Saturday and Sunday for Father's Day weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management, your TSP.
rollover specialist. It'll be the O's and Angels tonight at Camden Yards with Charlie Morton taking the hill at 7:05. The Angels, one of seven teams in front of the Orioles for the third wild card spot, which is the only somewhat realistic position, if you can call it that, the O's can hope for at this point. The Birds are 27-40 right now. They'll need to go 28-14. That's a 667 pace to get to 500 at the trade deadline, and then 59-36 to hit 86 wins, which has kind of been the hallmark of that third wild card spot. That's 621 ball the rest of the way. Seems unlikely. Ravens will close up shop in Owings Mills this weekend and open back up again on Tuesday for mandatory minicamp with the Packers' release of Pro Bowl defensive back Jair Alexander. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was asked if he'd like to have him.
We're happy with the guys we have, and I'm very confident those guys are all going to do well, and we turn over every stone, you know, so you're always interested in anything you see on the waiver wire or anything.
Alexander happened to be a former teammate of Lamar Jackson back in college at Louisville. Stanley Cup final last night. Game four goes to the Oilers. 5-4 over the Panthers in overtime after trailing Florida 3-0 in the first.
Now Ekholm. Bach calls it. Cross-sides pass. Dreisaitl across the net. Score! Leon Dreisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. Two games apiece.
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Dreisaitl's NHL playoff record, fourth overtime game winner. Series back to Edmonton on Saturday night. NBA Finals game four tonight in Indianapolis as the Pacers look to go up 3-1 on the favored Thunder. College Baseball World Series gets underway today in Omaha. Only three seeded teams among the field of eight. Number three, Arkansas. Number six, LSU face off in the first round today. Number eight, Oregon State, who won it back in 2018 with Adley Rutschman behind the plate, is the third national seed on hand. And finally, the U.S. Open at Oakmont, just outside Pittsburgh, a course where conditions are brutal and par is celebrated. And so it was yesterday, Patrick Reed making U.S. Open history.
This just happened at the fourth, Patrick Reed at his second from 286 yards away.
I'm watching the video. The ball's rolling, 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 rolling.
Unbelievable.
Call on Peacock. Patrick Reed with the double eagle, also known as an albatross. How rare is an albatross? Well, consider this. There have been 53 holes in one. Four albatrosses. How about that,
wow.
Bruce?
Wow.
Time now is 8:37. When we return, what happens when you do the right thing?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, getting kicked in the teeth is not the right answer here.
Usually when you do the right thing.
you asked me about an hour ago, what do you do if you catch a foul ball at a baseball game? And I answered, which is, the correct answer, you
give it to a kid. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you a quick story. This happened years ago, 2004. I used to work for the Orioles back in the day in the corporate sales department. So I was off. So we would have to go to a lot of the games,
right.
Obviously.
You get to go to a lot of games.
Entertain the clients. But on this night, I was off. And so I just went to the game with my son, who was about 10 or 11 at the time, okay? And we were sitting in pretty good seats around the Kansas City dugout. It was the Royals and the Orioles, okay, around the Kansas City dugout. And Matt Stairs is up, used to play for the Royals, left-handed batter. We're sitting on the third base side, and he hits a foul ball high, and ball comes down, takes a bounce right into my son's hands, okay?
Cool.
The kid behind my son, who was probably 4 or 5 at the time, started crying because he didn't get the ball.
Yeah.
My son Mark turns around, hands him the ball. Okay?
That's style.
Matt Stairs, next pitch, fouls, pops up, he's out. As he's coming back to the Kansas City dugout, he gives the bat to my son.
Oh, that's really cool. That's a nice move.
One good turn deserves another.
That's nice. That is.
There you go.
That's a good story.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 839, Friday morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean Reed joins us. We are back at full strength on Monday, although Nina Mangione sitting in this morning makes the job a whole lot easier sitting in this chair, I'll tell you that.
Glad to be here, Bruce.
You know, I'll tell you what, it's been a good week. It really has. Now, this is interesting. You heard from Gavin Newsom going into the half-past news about how basically everything is Donald Trump's fault. That narrative is the current narrative in the Democrat Party, because the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, used to be a congressperson, by the way, and apparently she parlayed that into being the mayor, and has not been doing a particularly good job of it, judged by the metrics, judged by her reaction to the fires, judged by everything else that's been going on. She's decided that the impetus for the trouble in Los Angeles was federalizing the National Guard. That until that happened, there is just peace out in Los Angeles. Nothing was happening in Hollywood Town. It was a nice, peaceful place to be. And then Orange Man Bad came along.
A week ago, everything was peaceful in the city of Los Angeles and in all of the representatives behind me in their cities as well. Things began to be difficult on Friday when raids took place. And it's important that I begin there, because that is the cause of the problems that have happened in the city of Los Angeles and other cities.
See that? Well, what the real cause was federalizing the National Guard. Until then, there was peace. There were no problems. It was the arbitrary move by Donald Trump, who just wanted power, you know, to federalize the National Guard for no reason whatsoever that disturbed the peace. Until then, there was no need for the National Guard. There was no violence. There are no problems. And, of course, you want to say that, well, here we are. We're just kind of getting things together. Everything's fine until we were provoked by the White House.
This was provoked by the White House. The reason why, we don't know.
Really? This, again, is that believable? Is that saleable that somehow it was Donald Trump federalizing the National Guard that caused the riots in Los Angeles? That's what she's saying.
She literally, in the clip, just said it herself, and yes. She doesn't realize that the raids, they didn't like the raids, so they went crazy.
Yeah.
And they started rioting and started doing all their committing, you know, stirring all the chaos. And like I said earlier in the show, they've been lying ever since. If any of these things were true, like, for example, that the police had it under control, if it was true that Trump never actually called Gavin Newsom because they had it under control, if it was true that it was actually a peaceful protest, we would not be talking about this all week long.
Right.
But all of that was just flat-out lies. There are some very terrible people, both citizens and illegal, in Los Angeles, and paid protesters. It's the same people we've seen throughout protests all the time in this country, in these left-wing protests. And they took their marching orders. They were thrown. And it's all on video. Rocks at police.
Yep.
Burning cars on fire. Guys waving Mexican flags as smoke fills the air from all the burning. And here we are to believe all of this is a result because Donald Trump tried to send in the National Guard to bring this all into order. So
yeah.
Trump did this as a response to what was going on.
I think I tried to articulate this the other day. It's as if I were to walk into the giant food store and have a big banner that says, "I love Wegmans." And I walk up one aisle and down the other saying, "I love Wegmans, I love Wegmans." And the people from China say, "What are you doing?" Yeah. So I love it here so much, but I want people to know I love Wegmans. Yeah. But don't kick me out of your store, because I love Wegmans. Yeah. No, you're the giant. I know I'm the giant. Giant's great. I want to be here in giant. I love Wegmans, I love Wegmans. At some point, it gets tedious. So you have people who are here because they don't want to be where they were, which was Mexico in this particular case, waving a Mexican flag. They don't want to be there. They just want us to know how much they liked not being there. I don't get it. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And when the guy with the butterfly net takes you over.
Honestly.
To the home.
Honestly.
You'll say, "I love being in the home, too."
Yes, right. Obviously, I like the other home.
Bigger net.
and then duct tape his mouth. Do us all a favor. I think we had a little police activity here where somebody was getting a note to take home to their mother. Eastbound on 50 right before Oceanic Drive and right at the Old Toll Plaza area at Sandy Point. So a couple of folks were getting a little something to look at. You know, maybe they were going a little too quick. But that was backing us up a little bit eastbound towards the Bay Bridge. But now that's all clear. Westbound traffic is fine. And that area between the Toll Plaza at Sandy Point and over towards I-97, all the lanes are open. Beltway looks good. Several minor accidents. The more recent in the city was at Lock Raven Boulevard at 33rd Street. The wreck, about now 30 minutes old, in Randallstown at Liberty Road at Old Cork. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high between 88 and 92 degrees in some areas. Showers and storms move in this afternoon and into the evening. Tomorrow starts cloudy, and then again the showers and thunderstorms kick in, and they'll hang around through Sunday. Dundalk 71 degrees right now. Bel Air has 68 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bruce, I read this tweet earlier, but I want to read this. I just reread it because I pulled it up on my my screen here. This might be the worst reaction to all this. And I mentioned that Governor Westmore said something. Did you see his tweet? Let me read it for you.
Please.
This is with Senator Padilla. A sitting U.S. senator was thrown to the ground and handcuffed simply for trying to ask a question. Listen to this, Bruce. The weaponization of our justice system and the normalization of political violence is unacceptable. I condemn the treatment of Senator Alex Padilla in the strongest terms possible. Governor Moore's comment is just, and I read this earlier, but I just reread it. I'm like, wow, that is way worse than I thought. The weaponization of our justice system and the normalization of political violence, that's what we saw. All we saw yesterday was a guy out of line and security kicked him out.
Yeah.
And they would admit, and the governor is saying that that is normalizing political violence and weaponizing the justice system.
It's amazing.
A little out of control.
Yeah, let's stay in this for a second. I'm sorry to do this to you, Kristen, but can you please load up Kristen Owen B, and then Alex Padilla A, I believe it is. Yeah, Alex Padilla A, because I want people to... Alex Padilla A. I want people to understand what actually happened and then how Padilla and the Democrats are portraying it. So just give me a nod when you happen to get there, because you have the reality. We can play you the audio of the reality of what happened. Yes, if you're not familiar with the story, if you're joining us late, Padilla is a U.S. senator. He just barged into a meeting, a press conference being held by Kristi Noem, barged into the room and started asking questions and began to move aggressively toward the podium. Secret Service is here to protect her. She was Homeland Security. They take him down. They have no idea who the hell this guy is. This is the moment it all happened.
We are staying here to liberate this city from the socialist and the burdensome leadership that this governor and that this mayor have placed on this country and what they have tried to insert into this city. So I want to say thank you to every single person that has been able to do this. Also, I want to talk specifically to the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles. I also want to talk about specifically.
You hear what happened? She's talking. She's in the middle of a sentence. He comes into the room. He's a big guy. Begins to aggressively move toward the podium. The Secret Service have no idea who this guy is. They prevent him from moving forward toward the podium, toward this much smaller woman. Their job is to protect her. And they force him out of the room. Again, not knowing who he is, they went him down to the ground. They're going to handcuff him until they finally figure out he finally identifies himself as who he is. They stop the handcuffing. He sits up. Noem said, well, we later on had a nice conversation. We sat down. We actually talked. That's not what Padilla wants to talk about. He wants to talk about the theater of the moment, and he wants to lie about what happened. You heard what just happened. Immediately afterwards, this is what Padilla said happened.
I came to the press conference to hear what she had to say, to see if I could learn any new additional information. And at one point, I had a question. And let me emphasize, just as we've emphasized the right for people to peacefully protest and to stand up for their First Amendment rights, for our fundamental rights. I was there peacefully. At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question. I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground. And I was handcuffed.
Hair on fire, hair on fire, hair on fire. And all the Democrats bought that crap. And they're running around yesterday saying a sitting U.S. senator was forced out of the ground by these thug-booted jack-booted thugs working for... good heavens. Can we stick with the reality that happened rather than the one the Democrats are trying to portray? He came into the room. He didn't wait, listened. He walked into the room. He immediately moved toward the podium in an aggressive fashion, began to talk over her. She's at the podium with a microphone. And the Secret Service, not knowing who the heck this guy is, they prevent that from happening. He's saying, basically, look at me. Poor, poor, pitiful me. I'm a victim here. I just was sitting quietly listening to her, and I had a question, so I politely raised my hand. Excuse me, I have a question to ask. And then all of a sudden, for no reason whatsoever, they hurt me. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Oh, please.
And then the governor of Maryland calls it the weaponization of our justice system and the normalization of political violence, when the only person that suffered as a result of a weaponized justice system was Donald Trump. The most that suffered from the normalization of political violence were supporters of Donald Trump. Throughout the Trump era, the supporters of Donald Trump have faced absolute verbal and physical abuse on the streets and at rallies. And here's the governor trying to compare what they've suffered with Senator Padilla, who was simply pushed out of the room after he resisted. Yes, they threw him in handcuffs. They had no idea who the guy was. He caused 100% of the scene. You just covered it. I don't need to add more. I apologize for going back.
No,
returning
right
back. I could not believe this tweet by the governor.
851, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, the U.S. is withdrawing personnel from the Middle East.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Iran is about to go kaboom.
Where's the kaboom?
Grilling season continues on Capitol Hill. This time, woke, failed Democrat governors with a side of potato salad.
Hey, where's the meat?
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Email from Dan. Aren't the riots rooted in the movement of the Mexican Reconquistas? Yeah, it is. They are. And they're very open about it. A piece of audio we played yesterday, you know, you missed it. This woman screaming, this was Mexico, you can't kick us out of what is our country. There are many Mexican Americans or Mexicans who are now in this country, not necessarily Mexican Americans, who are citizens here and working hard. They love the American dream. But people who have come across the border illegally, who think somehow the Reconquista movement, which was very active 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that it's the right way to go. That means repopulate New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California. Reclaim it for Mexico. Reconquer it through population change. We're seeing it play out right now. And for the last 4 years, under Joe Biden, he aided and abetted it. 853, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a big delay on Route 50 westbound before you get to the Choptank River Bridge. The third wrecker is just moving a wreck now from the westbound side. It's at Bucktown Road, which is right at Route 16. It's not far from the Choptank River Bridge. It's on the westbound side, so traffic eastbound towards the beach is okay. But they're just now getting the last couple of vehicles towed away, and traffic will be released. It looks like we have more, well more than a mile back up on the westbound side. But again, they're sweeping the roadway
now trying to get all the debris off the highway. But the vehicles are gone. State police are still there. Some vehicles are off to the right-hand side as well. But the big backup there on the westbound side. Locally, the Beltway looks good. We are clear, good to go at both the Harbor Tunnels and the traffic eastbound towards the Bay Bridge. Right now, in good shape at Sandy Point. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's high between 88 and 92 degrees. Showers and storms move in this afternoon and evening. Saturday starts cloudy tomorrow morning. Showers and storms return through Sunday. Right now, Ellicott City has 65 degrees. Reisterstown has 67 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And we can't go through the entire day without a nod to the woman who's convinced she knows what reality is, although she really hasn't a clue.
Maxine, I'm begging you, please step down in me. Maxine, how much more are you going to steal from me?
Maxine Waters again yesterday, out in California, saying she knows how all this started. She knows who's responsible for this. She knows who really wants violence in this country.
The backup plan is the President of the United States should do what he didn't do when we were invaded in the Capitol. When they had the insurrection that he led, he should get on the phone and talk to the local police. He should talk to the people that he's had deployed there. And he has a responsibility in all of this. He started this.
He did, you know. Apparently Donald Trump started it, just like he led the insurrection while still giving a speech at the other end of town. Back on J6, she went on to say, the only violence that's occurring in Los Angeles is violence that Donald Trump has been doing personally.
He should not continue to support violence. They should not be edged on and, you know, provoked in any way. And that's what the President of the United States is doing, to exert his power and to show that he's in charge and to show that he's going to get the numbers that he promised to get people deported.
Yeah, this is apparent for her. It's all a conspiracy so that they can have substantial numbers deported every single day. To be fair about it, as Victor Davis Hanson pointed out yesterday, you heard it on our air, in order to get back to the Joe Biden levels, pre-Joe Biden, you'd have to be deporting 8,000 people a day, every single day, 365 days a year, from now until Donald Trump leaves office, to get somewhere close to that. Finally, Maxine says she knows the real problem here is Donald Trump is power-hungry and he's cruel, but he wants to be an autocrat and run the world.
Leadership should be from the President of the United States, who decided that he was going to send the armed guards in when there was no violence. There were no protesters at that time. Yes, I understand that there was some violence that on a Sunday night, and the police must be concerned. But they must be in contact with the governor and with the mayor and with the President of the United States and have a plan collectively about how to handle this situation.
Yeah, and as I've been pointed out, I think this is by Senator John Kennedy earlier this week, both Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom are sheep. You don't ask a bunch of sheep to take care of the wolves chewing at the outside of the herd. You get your own wolf, and that wolf is Donald Trump. More fun if you're volunteering over the weekend. I'm sure Monday should be an exciting show. Yeah.
Just unfortunately. Of course, everything she said is just completely ridiculous. To blame Trump, the riots were happening. Trump's trying to restore order. But the problem is, this is going to continue.
Yeah.
I fear for tomorrow. If you're going to be in a major city tomorrow, be very careful.
Yeah.
And everything with Iran and Israel is only going to embolden the pro-Palestinian movement. You have these leftists protesting in all these major cities. I mean, a bunch of locations in Maryland. I mean, we saw it in, what was it, with the George Floyd stuff, when just cities across America were burning.
It's metastasizing.
It's, you know, yeah. And she wants to blame Donald Trump for all this. It's part of the plan to create all this chaos and make it look so bad that we can never elect somebody like Donald Trump. Because the world burns under his watch, because he fuels it all. It's just their narrative, and they won't change.
Both here in this country and abroad, the administration has been very straightforward as to what their core belief is, and they believe in peace through strength. This is not the peace of Joe Biden or the peace of Barack Obama, where you go overseas and you bow to foreign leaders. This is the peace of a proud America. Peace through strength. And Donald Trump thinks of peace and war, not war and peace. That's a big difference.
Yeah, and these immigration raids are supported by the majority of the American people, mind you. Just want to throw that in there.
Actually, a majority of the American people think they should all go.
Yes.
Like 57% of all Americans say, all of the illegals, go home.
So stop acting like he's just way out there, way to the right. The majority of the people are with him.
Nino, thank you very much for coming in this week.
Thank you, Bruce.
Appreciate it. Folks, that is it for us for this week. See you bright and early Monday morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.